If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know what happened over the weekend? And this is a wonderful thing. Earth Day. How many folks celebrated Earth Day? Earth Day. It was a big, big celebration. Guess who wasn't invited? Pluto.
Did you hear that?
I think, frankly, you're out of line with that question.
What?
You think Hillary Clinton would make a good president?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because she's a Democrat.
You don't have to be a dick.
So?
You don't have to be a dick.
So?
You don't have to be a dick.
So?
It's like my dad said to me once. He said, if you love a lot, and I indeed get love a lot, and I've loved a lot, you're going to get love a lot.
And now,
you're a talented son of a bitch.
So?
Our feature presentation.
I wish Dick Cheney was running for president.
I do, too. I would vote for that man as many times as possible in as many states as possible. Be the best.
Only from the standpoint of it would be fun to watch someone get slapped down that hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you think President Bush is cranky and ornery and
right.
Secretive, by the way, and set in his ways. He looks like the most progressive guy in the world compared to Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney has lost any of the tact that he used to, I guess, care about.
Sure.
Just doesn't care anymore.
Or perspective.
No. So. Just surly. He's just like your surly grandfather, you know? Just never happy.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
So TMZ.com, the most popular entertainment website in the world, it gets, 20 million page views a day now on a good day. I mean, it's just there's nothing bigger on the Internet than TMZ.com.
Right.
Here's the story from yesterday. Given the choice between lip syncing like mommy or rapping like daddy, the spawn of Britney have chosen the latter. This is an article that is the headline is Sean Preston Federline and Jaden James following in K-Fed's footsteps. OK, not really. Psycho Mike and intern Beer Mug from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock Los Angeles have assumed the identities of Sean Preston and Jaden James in a new rap video called Dem Federline Boys. The duo, decked out in diapers and bibs, rap about their FUBU diapers, their baby bottles of Hennessy, and their 20-inch rims on their strollers. Daddy would be so proud. Now, what's awesome, and by the way, you can go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean video section, and see the video. But what's awesome is, and I love this, that they have comments. People write in from around the world who see the story and give their impressions of what they think of the story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really hope these two people, unsure, meaning, I guess, not sure that they're really people, these people who did these lies, but a bird, are only children without children of their own. There are so many sick people on the face of the earth, but this takes the cake. Really? A parody video about Britney's kids takes the cake of the sick people on the world?
Right.
Clearly, Mike, what you and Beer Mug have done is so much worse than Darfur. I mean,
yeah,
let's face it.
No, don't even put them in the same category.
Those children never asked to be born, nor did they ever ask for all the crap that goes on. Get a life. That's a comment number one. These jackasses wish they had Kevin's money. They have no skill or talent. America barely listens to the radio anymore, so pathetic DJs must do anything to get attention. These two losers need to go start to the head of the unemployment line. I bet these guys and their parents are really proud. Here's another one. TMZ staff equals maggots. KROQ equals maggots.
Well, that's good. That's creative. That right there, that destroys.
That's a bird.
Well, who are these people and who are they offended on behalf of the kids?
Look, these people read TMZ.
No, I know, but.
Which has gossip.
A lot of people do.
So I don't know where they're standing up with their principles.
And the other thing is, by the way, they all say, get a life. You need to get a life. Everyone has that kind of that tinge of
right.
That we're wasting our time. Lightning and Beer Mug and I actually went out and took a current world event and made something creative and different and took our time to do something with it. They're sitting in front of a computer reading a blog and adding their own comments.
Right. Yeah.
Who's the one that is wasting away their life?
Yeah, good point.
But my question is, like, they're not angry in defense of Kevin Federline, are they? They're angry in defense of these kids who they see
innocent children who apparently can work computers and see this.
I see.
I guess.
I think it's really sick and pathetic to mock the children. The kids did not ask for this life, nor do they get to pick their parents. These are babies, and to publicly ridicule them like this is beyond tasteless. I hope either Brittany or Kevin's camp can initiate a lawsuit.
Yes.
Because clearly you ought to be able to sue somebody if they do a parody video of like this, right? That's clearly not protected by the First Amendment.
Clearly liable.
And by the way, the other thing is this is not making fun of the kids at all. It's all about, it's all about making fun of K-Fed and Brittany.
Of course.
Absolutely. Ratings must be low. It's getting old. It's not even funny anymore, says somebody, by the way, who is sitting in front of TMZ.com and writing a comment on the story. They're not even interested anymore, right? Even though I think she needs major help, all these losers, I think they meant losers,
sure,
who are still trying to up their ratings by exploiting her babies and making fun of them is really low, says Delicious.
So that's a good point. All of these losers is really low.
Exactly. So the comments go on and on and on, and I'm sure there'll be more. And I guess not only can you see the video at KROQ.com or on TMZ, I guess it was on the TV show last night, too. I didn't see it, but I guess that's my understanding as well.
Don't you just,
yes, it was.
Wouldn't you just like to just get like a 5-minute video of every one of these people as they see it, and then watch the anger come over them, and then watch them sit down with fire in their fingers and start typing this angry response. Wouldn't you love to see that?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Talk about
an awesome
like
video.
Mike says, talk about not having a life. Really, that's what's going to get you upset in this world?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You don't have anything else to be upset about? What the hell?
Well, I think you can be upset by more than one thing at a time.
Of
I just
course,
don't understand.
But how far down the list is this?
I just can't understand how – I can't understand the people who wrote these comments, that's for sure. And as you pointed out so well, nobody's making fun of the kids.
Right.
We feel sorry for the kids because these are the parents that they were born with.
They're kind of missing the point.
If you listen to the song directly, word for word, if you take it for what it's worth, it's about them being the coolest kids ever, by the way. Like they,
right, that's true, too.
They're slanging dope. They got 20-inch rims.
Sure.
I mean, they're cool. Those are cool kids.
Well, you offended a lot of people.
Apparently
Mike.
So.
And we told you not to do it, but you just went ahead and did it anyway.
That's my MO.
That's our new stance, by the way.
We told you not to.
We told them not to. What are we supposed to do?
We didn't know anything about it, man, ahead of time.
Guys like a runaway train. Can't control it.
First I ever heard about it was on TMZ.
Lightning, by the way, is becoming Orson Welles, where he has his early, like, triumphs, and now he's just getting over the top and self-indulgent and, like, pretentious. Like,
already?
The whole thing starts with, like, stab, Lightning Scorsese presents. It'll be all high def with, like, widescreen.
I love it. I just love it.
Good job, boys.
Good job, boys. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, and it is the 10th of Rocktober. Speaking of TMZ.com, we're going to talk to Harvey Levin today.
Okay.
And maybe we could – I wonder – there's no way to write back to any of those people. Is there being – they don't leave a
– Well, you can comment after them. You can comment – you know, just
I'll
add
comment.
Your comment to the end of the thread and make a response if you like that way. By the way, we'll get into this later because we're going to play the song for you later. TMZ audio comments left as well, so there may be some magic in there for us as well.
That's the best. That's what people call and leave a message about it.
Yes.
Oh, that's
very
great.
Excited to hear what they have to say about that.
I love that.
But yeah, we'll talk to Harvey about it. I'm sure it's a hit item on the TMZ website
sure.
right now.
There's a lot to talk to Harvey about too. What's going on in Hollywood with Brittany, you know, standing up her kids out in front for 40 minutes and Lindsay Lohan getting out of rehab and getting a job immediately and a lot of stuff. So we'll catch up with Harvey coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know if you had time. Last night I taped but didn't have time to watch A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
I didn't get to watch it either.
Well, I'll tell you, who did watch. It was LaQuisha.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Beth.
And LaQuisha is going to give us a review today of the show where there's Tila Tequila and then there's 16 guys and 16 girls and they're all vying for her love.
Excellent.
So that should go
well. I'll be surprised if she doesn't just do all 32 of them.
Yeah, me too. Just choose them all.
Yeah.
What the hell? We'll play that song we were just talking about, Dem Federline Kids, coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have to talk about the worst songs of the last 5 years.
Looking forward to that.
Because it seems like, well, you know, music, obviously, taste is subjective. But it does seem like how can – there are certain songs that just blow your mind that were ever made, were ever liked, and then ever became famous. You just
wait on the radio.
Most you can just kind of understand. You could go, well, it's not for me, but I can see how that appeals to somebody. But not all songs are like that at all.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. We'll get into an intervention with our intern Beer Mug coming up in about a half hour. He's got real trouble.
Hey, I saw him wearing diapers. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Also, Omar, we need to discuss things with him because he was, quote, surprised, unquote, Sunday when he found himself at Gay Day at Disneyland.
Oh.
Very surprised by that.
What bad timing on his part.
What a surprise. I mean, how is that even possible to know? Huh. So we'll discuss that coming up. Plus, don't forget Incubus. We are still giving you their Incubus catalog and qualifying you for that drawing that we're going to do on Friday morning to send you to Guadalajara, Mexico.
Aye, aye, aye.
To see them in their last stop of their tour. So that's all coming up this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
I think we mentioned that you have a chance to go see Incubus in Guadalajara.
Aye, aye, aye.
That's the last stop of their big tour, and here's the way it works. We'll give you an Incubus CD catalog today on The Kevin and Bean Show. When you hear it, when you hear us give that away, call in, and then you win that, and you're qualified to win the trip to Mexico to see the show, and also a lithograph, autographed by the band. Because you know that Brandon, Lisa's boyfriend Brandon, quite the little artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
You have to fight her for him, but
all of that coming up on The Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:48. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
How come Mike shows enthusiasm slapping every other minority when we have Thailand, hey! Or
right.
Israel, shalom!
Right.
But when it comes to Guadalajara, come to his people, the brown man, aye, aye, aye. No commitment whatsoever. No commitment.
Hmm.
What's up with that?
Why no commitment?
Psycho Mike?
Self-hating.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's what I figured. No wonder people at TMZ hate you. Rightly so. I'm offended.
What about some of those comments that people left about this song, Ralph?
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's the nature of the internet. It's one of the reasons I am finding myself reading any sort of blog or any interactive internet less and less and less. Because you can post anything up there. You can say, well, the world is round and rotates around the sun. You losers who think the world is round. I mean, people will just immediately take the arbitrary, the antithetical position to anything that you put up there.
Yep.
And just start hate, just flaming, just hate wars back and forth. It's pointless. Any of those interactions, those message boards or anything, just pointless.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially when it comes to something like that is as subjective as entertainment or sports. You ever try to read into sports blogs?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no.
I mean, I'm an Eagles fan. I'm an Eagles fan, and I go sometimes onto the forums there where they talk about things. And you go from, the Eagles are going to come back and win 10 in a row and get the NFC East Championship to fire everyone involved with this team. We should scrap it, move the franchise to Scranton.
Yeah.
And you're like, what kind of insane people are sitting there writing this stuff?
Nothing's worse than the Lakers. The really? Laker boards,
same kind of stuff.
Yeah, because like you said, it's so extreme on either end. Every second is, we should have never got rid of Shaq, or, well, this is the new dawn of the Lakers. It's obviously showtime again.
Yeah, it's madness.
Yeah.
So you can't listen to anything anyone writes on the internet that comes from a source of opinion. Just pointless.
I do hate to throw the baby out with the bathwater, though, because I'm more in favor of the new democratic journalism than I am the old school, which was just information coming one way. I like the fact that you can get a variety of opinions from a lot of different people who previously had no access to get their opinions
out. But it's not journalism. And what you're doing is you're trying to pan for gold in a river of feces is what you're doing.
Well, and that's also accurate.
You don't mind getting down there and getting feces on your boots and in your pants and on your hands while you're panning, then go with God. But not me. That nugget is just not worth it for me.
You used to have to prove that you had something to offer before you would get a platform. Now you don't. Now.
Right, and journalism has certain, you know, pesky responsibilities like fact-checking and, you know, sources and that kind of stuff. It's just maddening.
But Bean can still do his blog.
Well, sure.
Right? Okay.
Sure. What a surprise, Bean jumping to the defense of the bloggers, by the way.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm just talking about the bigger picture. I'd rather have too many voices than too few. That's
not
all
me.
I'm suggesting.
Not me, because people are basically idiots.
Rather there was just one news source and their say went.
I am deluged with idiots on a regular basis. Personally, in real life, face to face, I don't need it coming at me via the internet.
Psycho Mike can hear you. Be a little tender there, would you?
All right, I've ranted. Let's move on to entertainment news, shall we? This is just not fair. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Although a bad boy,
uh-huh,
and was drinking and driving, has been sentenced to 48 actual days in jail.
Jail?
Good morning.
48 days.
Let me put this in perspective for you. Nicole Richie was all loaded up on goofballs, drove down the 134 in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Kiefer's got to do 48 actual days.
Did Nicole have a prior DUI, as Mr. Sutherland did, though?
All right, no. But here's the thing. He's doing 18 days for the probation violation, but that's the previous DUI. Okay. 18 of the 48 days. But he's got to do 30 days for the current DUI.
Wow.
But it's his like fourth. It is second in amount.
But he's only on probation for the last one.
What's he going to actually serve?
No, this is actual time.
Well, I know that's what they say.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, it makes it sound to me as if they've taken the provision of him getting out early away from by saying he has to do the actual days.
And by the way, let's not forget how bad each 24 hours is for Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right.
48 days could kill him.
He might get sentenced to 48 days, but how long is it going to take him to actually get out? Because I remember when he went in prison in China. I mean, I don't know what his sentence was there, but it took him like years to get out of there.
Yeah, a couple
of
years.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Hope it comes out with a beard.
I'm not defending DUI, convictees, but let's try to keep a level
perspective.
Yeah, a level playing field in terms of what the sentencing is here. It seems to be erratic all over the place for no apparent good reason. But
And by the way, the judge also ought to be able to factor in, if it's a celebrity, how valuable they are to us. Like,
that's
Peter, someone you go, that's a cool dude with a good show.
Right.
Let's cut him a break. Nicole Richie offers nothing. Put her away for as long as you want.
Yeah, Paris Hilton, throw away the key.
Exactly.
Death, actually. Fryer. But Kiefer, just get him a driver, basically, is what we're saying.
We got a TV schedule to keep. Come on.
Well, actually, what the interesting thing is about that, he's going to have to do the bulk of his sentence over the Christmas break from 24's production schedule. As to not F up his series.
Wow.
So once they go on a Christmas hiatus, that's when he's going to do the bulk of his sentence.
Hell of a hiatus right there.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
Working, we thought he was cranky last
days.
Year.
Yeah, working 18-hour days, and now he's just going to go to prison.
I don't think that show comes back till January either. I think it's one of those that starts after Christmas and then goes straight through.
So that's your DUI update. Oh, look what time it is!
It's time to wrestle the Huff.
Looks like Dave's picked up the bottle again.
Oh.
TMZ.com confirms that David Hasselhoff has relapsed in his battle versus booze and has been hospitalized.
Oh, really?
This is a mess.
Wow.
His representative, Judy Katz, says he is in the hospital, but he's doing fine.
Oh, good.
Because that's where they put people who are doing fine. When you drink yourself to the point where you have to be hospitalized, you're more than fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, PR people generally try to spin it a bit.
Sure he's dead, but he's never looked better. How this will affect his custody case, which is going on with his ex-wife, Pamela Bach, regarding their children, no one says. But apparently they've been in Pamela's care 100% of the time for the past 3 weeks, so this may have been going on for some time. Mediation, by the way, in that case is scheduled for Thursday.
Oh.
Dave may have to do it. Be a satellite.
Mm. Think they're going to give their kids to K-Fed, too?
Yeah.
That'll happen.
All right. If you guys are not clean your act up, we're giving them to K-Fed.
This is a mess.
Yeah, it sure is.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of people who shouldn't have babies, congratulations to Nick Nolte.
Oh,
he's a brand new dad.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nick Nolte's girlfriend, Clytie Lane.
What?
What's her name?
Clytie. It's either Clytie or Clytie. I'm assuming it's Clytie. It's C-L-Y. That's Cly, right?
Yeah.
Depends on what comes after it.
Like T-I-E. Tie. Clytie?
I think I like Clytie.
Go with Clytie, goddammit.
Clytie Lane.
Yes.
Nick Nolte's girlfriend had a baby girl Wednesday here in Los Angeles.
Oh, man.
People Magazine reports it's her first child.
How old is he?
Nick is 66.
And looks a rough looking 90. 66.
Yeah. Clytie is in her late 30s.
That's so hot.
He's got a 21-year-old son named Brawley, by the way.
Brawley?
Wow. Brawley and Clytie? What kind of family is that? Are they Teletubbies? What's the deal here?
I like that family.
Brawley and Clytie should get together and nose Nick out of the picture, I think.
You mean Nicky?
Yeah. So, yeah. Brittany doesn't look so bad now. You're thinking Nick Nolte raising a kid.
Wow.
Well, not for long.
Yeah, here's a bottle. It's got some...
Carling Black Label and I just tip it back and suck it.
Was he there when the baby was born?
I'm not your pal, convict.
Was he sleeping on the floor at the airport? Do we know?
He was sleeping on the floor in the maternity ward.
Hey, late-breaking news from Harvey the Hammer 11, TMZ.com.
Shalom.
Ralph, apparently you have every reason to be ticked off. He says, let's not forget, he says, that Nicole Richie did have a prior DUI and still only got the short
That's
sentence compared
right.
to
Booyaka.
Compared to Jack Bauer.
Booyaka!
That's right.
This is a mess.
Lindsay Lohan gave her first exclusive interview post-rehab recently to OK Magazine. She divulges that going through treatment made her look at herself and life in a different way. She's deep. She said she is coming back to Southern California to film her new movie, Dare to Love Me, but she still plans on returning to Utah once that filming is over to avoid Hollywood's numerous distractions.
Yeah, she'll forget all about Utah by the time this movie's done.
Lindsay admits that she did hit rock bottom before she went into rehab and reveals to OK Magazine that the last few months were a sobering experience for her. If I thought she had any sense of comedy or irony, I would think that would be pretty clever. But I really think she was deadly serious when she said that.
Yeah.
Rehab is a sobering experience. Yeah, that's what that's it's supposed
by
to
its
be.
Nature.
I'm sorry, Ralph. Who are we talking about?
Lady Laura!
Yay!
Lady Laura! Now it's official!
Those of you who don't get that, that's my Puff Daddy impression.
Yeah.
P. Diddy. What the hell they're calling him these days. Britney Spears is on a new diet that could be deadly.
A new diet that could be deadly?
Yeah. I feel like Paul Moore. Yeah. Your new diet could be deadly. Tune in tonight at 11 to see how you'll die. It sweeps. Apparently, she's gained 40 pounds recently.
Oh.
And that was before the MTV Awards.
Yeah. Star Magazine says that now, to try to get the weight off as quickly as possible, she's been abusing laxatives.
I'm sorry?
Abusing laxatives, water pills, and appetite suppressants. Just gulping them by the handful.
She drinks so much alcohol, though, as to counter whatever positive effects she might get from those.
Not to mention the cheeseburgers and chips and Yoo-Hoo and Mountain Dew and whatever else she's stuffing in her pie hole. So, they say it could be such a strain on her body that it could actually kill her.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
It is weird to see Britney at 25 and fat going through the Taco Bell drive-thru almost every night for that fourth meal. I mean, who needs the burrito at 1 a.m. less than Britney Spears?
Let me see.
It's junk food.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest she doesn't need the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but she does need the 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's Kevin in Vegas with Fat Burger is what it is. It's the same phenomenon.
What are you guys doing? Doing a little show, Kevin. I need a burger.
This is a mess.
Yeah. Speaking of Britney, a guy in Hawaii tells In Touch magazine that he hooked up with Britney while she was on vacation there.
Well, that's not even news anymore.
And he has a sex tape to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Now that is news.
But
he says the only reason he hasn't released it yet is because he's disappointed with his own performance.
Oh,
come on, please.
He says it only lasted about 25 minutes, then we passed out.
It's fine.
We don't mind. You know, I'd rather have a shorter sex tape than have to weed through hours of, like, the Pam and Tommy Lee driving a boat sequence before I saw some actual nudity. You know? So if you got 25 hardcore minutes, I'll take it. Release that bitch.
I sure wish it was from earlier in her career when she still looked like we would want her to.
But how funny would it be to make fun of her now looking all fat and just flopping around the bed like a beached whale? Hilarious. Be the funniest sex tape ever.
It ain't natural. Nah, it's official. Let it lie.
Speaking of celebrity sex tapes.
Yes.
We are now entering a new era. How about classic celebrity sex tapes?
Classic? What does that mean?
The Adult Video News says the fine folks at Vivid Entertainment now have footage of the legendary Jimi Hendrix doing the nasty with some foxy ladies.
Apparently came to light.
They've got Jimi Hendrix celebrity sex tape.
Okay.
And they're going to be releasing it sometime soon.
That sounds unnecessary.
Legendary Jimi Hendrix working his fretboard. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Sure.
I believe we do. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like you're using the part of a guitar as a euphemism for sex.
Oh, you do know what I'm saying. Why am I talking like this?
I can't imagine.
And, of course, a big shocker last night. Wayne Newton booted off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he was on it, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Wayne, apparently, he did pretty well during the dance sequence, but he did a paso doble and his face snapped open. Just peeled back, revealing his skull. And,
oh, God.
Apparently, voters at home didn't care for that too much.
That's not attractive.
Have you seen him?
No. No.
Dude's got so much plastic surgery. He's just, he looks like a sheet of paper with two cigarette holes burning in her eyes.
Oh,
just flat. Just flat. And at least he's rocking the ponytail these days.
Oh, no. Oh.
He's got his dyed jet black hair pulled back into a lengthy ponytail. Mm. No one's ever looked more ridiculous.
He famously had a pencil thin mustache for many years.
Yes.
Does he still rock that too?
No. Now his face is as bald as a baby's ass.
All right.
And tight as a drum.
Wow.
It's bald as a tight baby drum. Basically, is what I'm trying to say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Maya Singer, 28 years old today. Jodie Lynn O'Keefe. Remember her on Nash Bridges? She was played Don Johnson's daughter on Nash Bridges. Nice. And then they were dating.
No.
They were dating while they were shooting it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she was like 25 and he was
so creepy.
All the years old. Brett Favre. Professional football player, it says here. I'm not familiar with the man's work. But,
4-1, Ralph.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers.
He's 38 years old today.
What?
He's 38 years old today.
He looks 104.
He's a pretty rough 38, yeah. Bradley Whitford. Remember his Josh Lyman on the West Wing? Was
sure,
also
certainly.
On Studio 60.
Yep.
Let's get that guy back on television in some capacity as soon as possible, huh? He's one of my favorite actors.
He's great.
48 years old today. Diamond Dave, David Lee Roth.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Original singer for Van Halen is back with the band again. Is 52 years old today. And the reason we celebrate today, Mario Lopez.
That's right.
A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell celebrates his 34th birthday today.
That sounds unnecessary.
So go out today and pick on a preppy. It's the only way you can celebrate Mario's birthday. Or cheat on your wife during the honeymoon or whatever he did.
Those are the two ways?
Yeah, those are the two ways. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So I'm in Italy on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And I'm flipping around the radio dial, and I'm trying to find anything in English because I'll be honest with you guys, and this may come as a surprise to you, my Italian is not what it should be.
Really?
Yeah, I was having a little bit of trouble with some of the Italian stations. They're interesting to listen to for a while, but then you're like, hey, what's going on in English, right? So I'm flipping around, and I hear this song that I had never heard before. And it was one of those moments where you can't believe what you're hearing coming out of your speakers. Like, it doesn't seem like it's possible. It's so shocking to you.
Right. It has to be a joke of some kind.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And I did a little bit of research upon returning home to the United States, and I found out that not only has this song been released here, it has been a big hit here. In fact, is currently the number 8 downloaded song on iTunes. So it's still a big top 10 hit right now, even though I'm late to the party. I never heard it until 2 weeks ago.
And it's been out for a while, too. It's not something that just came out last
right.
week in his number.
Right.
Eight.
And I realize now why I don't listen to the stations that play the band Nickelback.
One of the biggest. Now, isn't it one of the biggest selling bands of the year?
Yes. Yeah. Of the last, like, 3 years, they're, if not the, they're very close to the top of the best-selling rock bands in the world.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of times on the album charts where you look, and the only rock album in the top 20 is Nickelback. I mean, that's how big they are for some reason. But I'd never heard this song before. I've heard a couple of other songs, and I think we may even have played for a minute that How You Remind Me, that first song that they had back a few years ago, if you remember that one that
yeah.
we played a little bit on
camera. Yeah.
But this one, folks, is called Rockstar. And please allow me to play a little bit of Nickelback's Rockstar for you, and you tell me if I'm out of line for thinking that this could be the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny because we just won't eat and we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
That's a big song right there.
Now, this is for people for whom Hinder is too good. You listen to Hinder, you go, well, they're too good. What else you got? Give me something worse.
By the way, a week ago, our producer Lightning, we should be playing that song. That song's a hit. Bye. I just heard that song for the first time, too, and that's really good. I like that song.
How much can you hate the guy who's singing the song? Forget the fact that he's a terrible singer. Just, I mean, even setting that aside, because there are lots of people on the radio who can't sing. Forget sure. the fact that he's awful, okay? Those lyrics sound like, and Psycho Mike correctly identified this, they sound like a Saturday Night Live sketch or a Christopher Guest movie sketch of somebody parodying a rock star.
Yeah, that's
is what it sounds
making
like.
Making fun of how dumb rock stars can be.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to be big rock stars, hilltop house, 15 cars, the girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Who writes the girls come easy and the drugs come cheap since 1985? What kind
Nickelback.
Of a time warp is Nickelback living in? We'll stay skinny because we just won't eat and we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars.
Wow.
This sounds like a blog of a 14-year-old boy, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like a 15-year-old retard boy with a band that you have to go, okay, that's good. You're expressing yourself. Excellent.
Every Playboy bunny with her bleach blonde hair will hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I want to be a rock star. Now, listen to this, the process that had to happen for this song to get to my ears on the radio, okay? Somebody, first of all, the guys in Nickelback had to be born, and clearly those were abortions that should have happened. Second of all, they had to grow up and start a band.
Right.
Then some tool had to sit down, put pen to paper, and write this song. Then he had to somehow convince other people in the band that this song was worth recording. Then they had to get a record label to release the song. So think of all the steps along the way that this thing could have been cut off at the knees, right? But everything fell into place. So they get a record company to put this out. Then somehow they talk radio stations into playing it.
A lot.
And then the most inexplicable part of this entire process to me is you listening to the radio right now. If you bought this record, you're responsible for it existing.
How they hold you personally responsible.
How did all of those things happen? Did no one stop and listen to it before every step along that way?
Dude, there are a lot of songs that come along like that where you go, at some point, somebody didn't stand up and say, you know what? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. The one that I've been obsessed with that's been on the radio a lot is not one that we play. But Power plays it, mm-hmm. and it same thing, drives me out. How did anyone sit down and write this and think it was good and then record it and then people liked it? I don't understand this song.
I'm writing this song, my name is baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Well, that's not even a song.
Hey, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't somebody
there's not even a song there.
Doesn't somebody say to that guy, hey, you're just saying hey, baby over again. What about some lyrics? That song kills me. I don't get say in the same way. I don't understand how it ever even came into being.
And by the way, you take a song like a Bay Bay Bay, if that's what it's called, and the Rockstar song, they sell more copies than any song you've heard us play on K-Rock lately. It's bigger than any of them. That's what's really inexplicable to me. I just don't. I mean, you know, you said earlier, Kevin, sometimes you can hear a song and you go, look, that's not to my taste, but I can understand why somebody might like it.
Right,
you hear these songs and you go, who? Find me that one person who likes it. And then you find out there's millions of them. It's just – and don't get me started on Fergie, by the way, while we're at it.
Look, she's hot and all, but my humps.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on.
London Bridge, Fergalicious.
I
mean, there's
amazing.
There's a whole series of them where you go, no, stop.
Just now.
We're going to take your calls of the worst songs of the last 5 years. We're just going to limit it to the last 5 years because the group of bad songs you can't even believe were made is way too big.
Yeah.
Well, plus we'll end up, taking We Built These City calls if we don't.
Yeah.
You know, and Achy Breaky Heart. I mean, all the classics will come back. So we're going to try to limit it maybe to the last 5 years or so. If there's a song that you've heard that has been inescapable, and you hear it and you go, I don't know why one person likes that, much less the fact that it's a big bit hit. Those are the ones that we're talking about hearing from you about.
By the way, the little kid in the background too.
Hey, baby!
Shut up! Shut up. All right, we'll start with Adam in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey there, we're talking,
morning, guys.
Talking about the worst songs the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's this stupid song, Soldier Boy. It's terrible. I don't even know what they're talking about.
You mean Soulja Boy?
I don't know what they're talking about, but I can't stand it. My sister has it on her ringtone. It drives me crazy.
That's that crank that song. It's another one of those like a baby that you go, where's the song there? It's just black people yelling at me.
Yeah, no, that's
terrible.
That's a good one. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Obviously, everyone's not going to agree on these, but there's times when you just have to throw up your hands and say, what world am I living in?
Yeah.
Because if this were a world I was in charge of, this would never exist. It's just not possible. Let's go to Jay, who's calling from North Hills. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, good morning. I have to say that Lean Like a Cholo is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
Lean Like a Cholo.
Well, I got news for you. I'm the guy who loves that song.
No, don't say that.
You always wonder who the guy is? I'm the guy. I think that song's awesome.
Oh, my God. I think it's ridiculous. I can't believe that people would actually listen to that or put that on the air.
I think this song is better than that one.
I'm punk like a deaf guy.
Make a sign. Grab your hand and make a sign.
I'm punk like a deaf guy.
Make a sign. Grab your hand and make a sign.
Well, that one I could be down with.
Sure,
not
I agree.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call. So you get the idea. We're looking for the very worst songs of the last 5 years. Songs so inexplicably bad you can't believe they got made. You can't believe they got played. You can't believe people buy them. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls after this on
We're talking about the worst songs of the last 5 years. The only rule here is that if you like the song someone suggests, you have to speak up.
Okay.
You can't just be quiet and go,
well, I like that one. I'm not going to say anything.
All right.
Kevin, you understand, I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Going to join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet. Those are just some of the great lyrics from Nickelback's Rockstar, which I contend is the worst song of the last 5 years. So if you've got a better one, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Alan. He's out in Walnut on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Alan. What's the tune?
Hey, good morning, guys. This is May. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Worst song in the last 5 years.
Last worst song, Laffy Taffy. You guys remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Aren't those lyrics brilliant?
That was
the worst song ever.
And I think it was a big number one smash, too. Now, tell me how that song is different from A Bay Bay Bay, A Bay Bay Bay, Laffy Taffy, A Bay Bay Bay. Same song, right?
Bean, it's A Bay Bay.
Whatever.
The hell's wrong with
you?
Come on.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Yeah, they're way different. You're right. I'm crazy. Emailers are checking in, too, by the way. Tom says, well, clearly You're Beautiful by James Blunt. That's the worst song in the last 5 years. I can understand why somebody would hate that. And here's Gray, who writes in, anything by Avril Lavigne. Look, I know her market is 12-year-old punks, but she doesn't have to write like she's just recently learned second-grade English, and she's huge. I'll never understand it. Choke on a skateboard, Avril.
That girlfriend song, right?
Yeah, that's one of them that I think has gotten a lot of people, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Tim in Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Tim.
Worst song in the last 5 years?
Bat Country.
Avenged Sevenfold. I remember that. Sure.
Yeah. I hated that song. Stretching, my confidence is leaving me.
All right, I like that one.
You know, that one just was like middle ground for me. I didn't love it, didn't hate it. It was just kind of there. It's weird that he hates it that much because it seems so inoffensive to me.
Yeah, well, that's the way these things work, unfortunately.
Right.
Let's go to David in West Covina because he's got one that I think we all agree on. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. What was that song, Paul McCartney? I'm talking about freedom.
That's it.
Freedom. Worst lyrics ever.
Yeah, it was like a second grader wrote that song and he stole it.
That's got to be the worst.
Yeah. But what about his Everybody's Gonna Dance Tonight, his latest one?
It's about the same.
He hasn't written a good song ever since he left the Beatles.
Both of those songs blow.
Yeah, they do. And I think he did Freedom at the Super Bowl halftime show one year, didn't he?
I think you're right.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Yes, it was. Thank you for the call. We can all agree on that one for sure. Let's go to Ryan in Riverside. Ryan, good morning.
First of all, I apologize for being from Riverside.
Yeah.
Worst song ever, Bloodhound Gang, the Do It Like Mammal song.
You do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about, so put your hands down my pants, and I'll bet you feel nuts.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're going to have to veto you on this one, Ryan. I think we're all fans of the Bloodhounds Gang. Sorry.
That song rules. Sorry.
You're up.
He's the only person.
He didn't know he was going to call and be outvoted.
He did make a compelling argument of nothing.
Well, we were agreeing with everyone right up till him, but that song's I love that song. All right, let's go to Frank, who's calling from Torrance. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
What song?
Mims, This Is Why I'm Hot.
I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you
right.
not. That's one
exactly.
of my favorites. That's one of my favorites, too. That just blows.
It sounds like the second grader could write that.
It does, yeah.
A mentally challenged person could write that.
Yeah, I agree. This Is Why I'm Hot is one of the stupidest of all time.
There's no need to make fun of the mentally challenged, though.
They wouldn't have written it that poorly. Let's go to Brian, who is calling from Anaheim. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
What song?
We can. What song?
Okay, the stupid song, Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the chicken noodle soup. Yeah, that was big for a minute. It was no peanut butter and jelly song, but it was in that same vein.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Peanut butter jelly is better, though. I mean, that chicken noodle soup song was really stupid.
It was kind of weak sauce. You're right about that.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Let's go down to Angelo in L.A. on Line 8. I got to disagree with him on this one, too. I know it's a dumb song, but I like it for some reason. Angelo, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Worst song last 5 years.
I know a lot of people like it, but I hate that Party Like a Rock Star song.
Yeah.
It's specifically one line in it. It's where after they go, Party Like a Rock Star, and then the guy goes, totally dude. And I just... I know, like, they're assuming that that's what white guys talk like.
Yeah.
And to me, it just sounds like what the Ninja Turtles talk like.
Dude, if you start disqualifying a song because of one single lyric, though... I mean, don't all songs have at least one ridiculously stupid lyric in it?
Well, that's true, but that one just kind of got to me, irked me a little.
Here's a little clip of that one. Yeah, I kind of like that one, unfortunately.
Matt writes in and says, what about this for worst song of the last 5 years, guys? R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet, to which I say, how dare you? How dare you, first of all.
Well, if they're bad enough, they come around to good.
That's right. Rick, who emails with a suggestion that a song we didn't even think about. How about Popo's Out? What do you think of that?
I don't got any airplay, really, did
it? Yeah, I don't think that even counts as... I mean, it almost doesn't even count in the group of songs in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It was such like a guy was trying to put it out there and no one accepted it. Everybody rejected it out of hand.
Pretty much.
Let's go to Lisa in North Hollywood. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hello.
The song I hate is that Gwen Stefani song where she spells out bananas.
Well, she does spell out bananas. And I love Gwen, but she does spell out bananas. That's true.
I could not handle it.
B-A-N. Yeah, that drove
That's
me crazy.
That's Hollaback Girl, right? That was the one?
I'm sorry?
There's Hollaback Girl. Is that the one? Is that the one where she spells out banners?
I have no idea what the title is.
I think that's the one. I'm not sure. And the other one where she yodels? What about that one?
Oh, yeah.
Wind it up.
You got to let the beat get under your skin. You got to open up.
Yeah. I love Gwen.
Yes.
Not a big fan of the yodeling.
It's understandable.
I can keep them separate.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Mohammed on line two. He's in Mission Viejo. Now, this one is going to be very controversial. There are going to be listeners who are going to be way upset by this call.
And others that are going to agree.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey there. What song?
I don't know why anyone would listen to Hey There, Delilah or Delilah, whatever you call it. Hate that song.
It's Delilah, yeah. I agree. We played it pretty heavily. Our fans liked it. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's depressing.
It is depressing, but I'm guessing the young girls like to think of it as written about them.
Of course.
Well, we do.
Nice.
That's my guess. Thank you, Mohammed, for the call, though. I can see how that one would drive you crazy. What else? Do we have time for any of these?
Let's just take Bill. Let's end with Bill in Cerritos. Another very controversial choice, but we'll go out on this. Worst song of the last 5 years. Bill, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Icky Thump.
What?
Icky
Dude.
Thump.
The worst song in the world.
Yeah, okay. Stupid.
I can't. You know what? That's one of those that I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
But I can understand how other people love it. And I think he's pretty much a genius. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
but he can't sing. He's the worst.
Yeah, he's not the worst.
Nonsense.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to have to overrule you, Bill. I'm sorry, man.
We're going to have you fall on your own sword.
They are judge and jury.
And one of our very own, a member of the Kevin and Bean family, comes out just after the news at 7. We're very excited about that. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. What's happening, Ralph?
I'm just a little wigged out, a little weirded out by
what?
Dave, the King of Mexico.
Why? What's he doing?
I was walking by the office, and I just heard him go, "Woo! The CW just renewed Gossip Girl."
Oh, no kidding.
He's like doing cartwheels in the hallway. Woo! Another season for Gossip Girl. I was like, Dave, what are you, a 14-year-old girl?
He is, yeah.
Well, Kristen Bell
has
it.
Another job. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Well, she's in Gossip Girl?
I didn't even know that.
She's a narrator.
She's a narrator.
Ah. Yeah. See, if no one knows who Gossip Girl is, Kevin, this is what I found out from Dave. Gossip Girl is writing all the gossip about this boarding school, but nobody knows who she is. She just writes her blog website. And that everyone gets text alerts and has to find out what's going on the Gossip Girl website.
Sounds like a good show.
Shut up!
I can't believe you're not watching it, Bean.
Yeah, Dave and Bean need to call each other and talk about how good
Dave
it is.
For sure.
He's like, it's like Cruel Intentions meet the OC.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, I want to punch you in the head right
Except
now.
It's in New York.
So,
well done.
So Dave's excited the CW has renewed Gossip Girl. For all you Gossip Girl fans, congratulations.
This just in.
Speaking of television, let's take a look at the top 10 TV shows according to Nielsen ratings, shall we? I think it's very interesting.
It's always depressing to me because none of them are the ones I watch.
It's very interesting, Kevin, that there's not one new television program for the fall season in the top 10.
Really?
How about that? A lot of networks are panicking. ABC.
They put out a lot of new shows.
Cavemen. Carpoolers.
Oh, carpoolers.
Shut up with the carpoolers.
Go zooming down the road. It's so funny.
Top 10 TV shows. Number 10, Criminal Minds. Always a perennial favorite over there on CBS. CSI Miami. Number 9. Sir, can I talk to you for a minute? Dancing with the Stars. Shows up twice on this list. Starts at number 8. CNCIS.
Right.
NCIS.
Oh.
That show that no one watches.
Except
everybody watches.
Bean's dad.
Yeah. Everybody over 65, it's mandatory.
That's Mark Harmon, right?
He's the
Navy CSI
investigator. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Number 6, House. House, mother effers.
Yeah. Okay, well,
best goddamn show on television. Did you watch last night?
No.
Not yet.
Come on with the House now. He's so good. So good.
I saw him, Hugh Laurie, at the airport on Sunday, and I thought Ralph would be so excited right now. Well, physically.
He boxes at my gym once in a while. I see him in the gym. And he's a cool dude.
You ever spar with him?
I have never sparred with him,
You should break him off.
I asked him once. He said, I'm not allowed to during the season. It's insurance issues. He's not allowed to fight guys.
You don't want to fight a guy with a bum leg.
Dude.
You know?
So use that to my advantage. MMA. Kick him right in the knee. Just collapse him. Elbow to the back of the head. Just pound him.
Where are your painkillers now?
Jeff Liddell, his face, man. Awesome. best goddamn show on television. Last night's episode, if you haven't seen it, just freaking amazing. Desperate Housewives, number 5. NBC Sunday Night Football, number 4.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy, 3. Number 2, Dancing with the Stars.
Sure.
Number 1, CSI. Not one new show.
Two shows.
Not one new show in the top 10.
Pretty By the way, NBC not very happy about that list. Neither is Fox. It seems like it's all a CBS, ABC world.
Dancing with the Stars and Grey's Anatomy, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
No sitcoms, by the way. All dramas and reality shows.
That's true.
When you think about it. I guess Desperate Housewives is sort of a comedy, but still. Hour-long,
the
episodic.
Office, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
You guys seen the Kelsey Grammer show, Back to You, that's been on for a few weeks?
Oh, for God's sakes, Bean. No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've watched a couple, and now I'm not going to watch it anymore.
Oh.
It's so old school, isn't
yes.
it? It's just something about it that's, I mean, it's good. It's solid. I mean, it's a natural progression from a show like Frasier, but it just seems like in this era of comedies like The Office that it just seems so antiquated now, that format.
Hmm. Yeah, totally.
Hey, you know what time it is?
No.
Time for the bionic sound effect?
Yes. It's time to be bionic.
Sorry.
I had queued up something else.
Hassle the Hoff.
No, it's time to be bionic.
Okay.
What we're doing. It's time to be bionic. What's that for? What's that piece of tape?
I had Hassel the Hoff
do my
ready.
Bionic chunk.
Then I tried to look for something else.
I mean, when I came in and Mike said we've got yes. Hassel the Hoff queued up,
yes.
He was letting me know that so that when I got into this, I could expect that to come along.
If I might sure. defend myself, Lisa May started talking about carpoolers, so I started looking for the basement sound effect.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't find it.
So you opted for bionic
sound
effect.
So I ended up on bionic, and then I went to my other machine, and then I hit it with all the confidence that Hassel the Hoff was there.
You were going
to
bionically put her in the basement? Why would you just stop? At bionic for, and just land there.
It
for
wasn't
a while.
There, so I went to another machine.
I uh-huh. hope that taught you a valuable lesson, Kevin.
It taught me a lesson.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Now I have it.
The Ralph's face was the best.
It's time to have some the Huff.
Well, I was specifically told that piece of tape was ready for me to use.
I didn't.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know that Lisa was going to force herself into the basement.
Kevin
sorry.
Sucks.
Hasselhoff has relapsed. According to sources, he's hit the bottle again. In fact,
yay!
He did such a good job, he's in the hospital.
Wow, dude. That's a relapse.
TMZ.com's got the story if you want to learn more. His representative named Judy Katz tells us that, yes, David did have a relapse, and he is in the hospital, but he's doing fine.
Oh, good.
Because sure. You know when you drink yourself, you give yourself blood alcohol poisoning to the point where you have to be hospitalized? They consider that fine in the medical
community.
Well, that's
the definition of fine.
Yes, he's in the fine wing. You know they have the emergency wing and the intensive care unit? There's a fine wing that I never knew. For people who are fine, let's just put them there. Let's just put them there. They're fine.
You can leave when you want. You're good. Or yeah. You can stay. Either way.
Bad news for Dave is he's got mediation in his custody case for his children with his ex-wife Pamela Bach on Thursday. No word on whether he'll be able to appear or not. But his kids have been living with his ex-wife for the past 3 weeks, so I'm guessing Dave's been on quite the bender.
Yeah.
If they've been with her for 3 weeks.
Why so soon, Kevin?
Thank you.
I was enjoying the quiet.
Oh.
It doesn't represent well for Dave at mediation if he's there or not, if he's just gotten out of the hospital for blood alcohol poisoning or something. It doesn't make him look like the most responsible parent.
You can say right now that whole situation, it's a mess. You could say that.
You could say that. Yeah. You wouldn't.
I'm not counting you for tape anymore. I'm just going to say my own clips.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Wouldn't you, if you were the lawyer for his ex-wife, wouldn't you just play that once in court and just go,
once?
I rest.
I'd pipe it in like Muzak, just over and over and over again. Just sit back in my chair. Just smile at the judge. You have any questions? Any evidence? Nope.
This
just
is it.
Listen up.
I rest. This is a mess.
I rest, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Maya Singer, 28 years old today. Brett Favre of the 4-1 Green Bay Packers.
Hard to believe.
It's a long time since they've been 4-1. 38 years old today. Bradley Whitford from West Wing is 48. Diamond David Lee Roth from Van Halen is 52.
Yeah.
And Mario Lopez, AC Slater on Saved by the Bell. Of course, now you can see him. Gosh, where can we see him?
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Wearing fishnets and high heels. Easy. Easy, Psycho Mike. He's 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, our producer Omar is in the studio.
Has he been checked for bombs?
Oh.
Omar, good morning.
What's happening? I am not gay.
Really?
All right, Senator Craig, you're a little quick with that.
Will be the
you just have a wide stance when you go to the bathroom?
I don't think that Omar is likely to come out either, but I will say that it was interesting to me that out of all the days of 365 in the year that Omar decides to go to Disneyland this past weekend on Gay Day, ladies and gentlemen, I will say that I did find that a little bit of a surprise. How did that happen, O?
I had no idea. First, we went to California Adventure, right? And I see all these people, wearing red. And I didn't pay that close attention at first.
Okay,
and
then, when you say people...
Dudes.
Guys and girls?
Dudes.
Just all dudes?
Just dudes, yeah.
Wearing red,
but
okay.
But I was just like, oh, what a coincidence, whatever.
Hold on. So everyone at the park was
red. Obviously not everyone, I'm saying?
What percentage?
50%?
No, maybe 20%.
Okay. All wearing maybe red, and you thought, what a coincidence.
Yeah, for
sure. Now, if he had been pink,
a lot of them were red Mickey shirts. So okay. Maybe I thought, red Mickey Day shirt, or whatever.
Because they have a lot of those.
Yeah.
Call me crazy, by the way, but I would have thought with the Angels playing the Red Sox this past weekend in the playoffs, I would have thought they were just Angels fans.
What does Omar know about
supporting their team.
Yeah.
We're talking about Omar here.
Yeah, I'm not a huge sports fan.
Okay.
Wow, that kind of makes me gay, too.
Yes, it does.
Keep going.
Okay, so then I'm in line or whatever, and I see this gay couple in front of me.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's strange, you know, or whatever. And then I look to my left, and there's four dudes, like, you know, walking with their arms around each other's shoulders.
And you thought, I could just get in that sandwich.
No.
No.
And now I'm starting to feel more comfortable.
And then, like, you know, in the sitcoms when people are in, like, bad spots or whatever, and they start realizing it, and there's big, like, dramatic music behind them?
Right.
You know, I'm looking behind me. I'm looking, like, in front of me. I'm looking to the right, to everywhere. And it's all like, what's going on? And I see this guy, and it says, Gay Days, Anaheim. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? The park is overrun by the gays.
It was Gay Day at Disneyland.
I had no idea. No idea whatsoever.
And now, first of all, you've never felt more loved or more welcome. First of all.
This is when you're in line, right?
This is all when I'm in line, right.
Still went in, did you?
Shaky.
No. I was already inside the park.
Okay.
I was already inside the park.
All right.
Yeah, we had one of those annual passes, so we walked right
Let's squeeze in Matt real quick in Orange. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You are at Disneyland this weekend?
I was at Disneyland with my fiance and my daughter.
Yeah, sure.
Your fiance, what's his name?
Her name's Wendy.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you call him Wendy. Go ahead.
I showed up there, and then I noticed all these guys wearing, like, they had the Roman numeral X on their shirt. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And it said, 10th Annual Gay Day, Anaheim. And I was so embarrassed, man. I mean, I was thinking that they were staring at me, thinking I was confused.
You were embarrassed because you brought the chick with you, and clearly you don't bring sand to a beach. Right?
No. I ain't like that, bro.
Okay, so you were there just like Omar. It was a complete surprise that it was Gay Day at Disneyland.
Exactly. I was just wearing my angel shirt, you know, supporting my angels.
Right.
You know, even though they got their butt kicked.
Uh-huh.
It was so bizarre, dude. And let me tell you something about the big gay guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not afraid to show flesh. Okay, most of the big, huge, hairy dudes were wearing these little red, like, tank tops,
right.
Man, and little jean shorts and black boots with white socks sticking out of the top.
And you found yourself strangely turned on?
Just a bit.
All right, I'm just going to run down a list of things, and I would like you to say yes or no. And I want everybody just to take it as a mountain of evidence, as one whole.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Excuse me?
Omar, did you or did you not? Well, first of all, you've always been a Cure and a Morrissey fan. Huge.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Did you or did you not used to wear fishnet all the time?
Yeah, I did that in high school.
Mm-hmm. Fishnet?
Yeah.
Did you or did you not used to wear guy liner?
Yeah, that's
all
true.
The time?
True.
Dye your hair strange colors?
Yeah.
Still does.
Mm-hmm.
Not a sports fan, I just found out?
Yeah.
Been dating 12 years, never been married?
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. Wonder what that leads
to.
Oh,
my God, I'm gay, dude! What the hell's going on?
I can't imagine, guys, that there's any difference in going to Disneyland on Gay Day versus any day of the year. It's no real difference for you at the park to enjoy the park, though, right?
Well, for Omar, it's difficult because it's hard to hide his wood.
Yeah, you know, it was 10 times better than, you know, going.
See?
No, but you do feel like, you know, I mean, there was times, I mean, you know, there's dudes, you know, not afraid to show their affection in public. And,
right.
I mean, that's not sexy.
You were strangely turned on.
It's not sexy.
Yeah. It's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
Let's talk to Alexis. She's in Hacienda Heights on line 6. She had an interesting experience at Gay Day at Disneyland as well. Alexis, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Beach on K-Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What happened?
We went to Disneyland, and I didn't know either. And we saw a bunch of people with shirts, and I totally thought, oh, it has to be because of the angels. And so we started ragging on some people, saying, like, ha-ha, they lost.
Good.
And, yeah, until we saw a bunch of gay guys. We were getting on the Matterhorn ride, and I just saw a bunch of gay guys, and I said, wait a minute. I've seen a lot of guys wearing red shirts. It has nothing to do with the angels. So we start talking to some people in line, and they're like, no, it's like some type of gay day. And so my boyfriend, he's really homophobic. He's real, he has a big problem with it.
Right.
So he starts talking smack. I mean, just like, you know, oh, you know, you faggot. I mean, he just starts saying,
yeah, dude.
Gay bashing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
he's
ridiculous.
Really bad.
He's obviously trying to hide something. You know that.
Guys, they're not terrorists. They're just homo, okay? I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I told them they're nice. They're nice people. I mean, if you want to cut in line, they'll let us cut in line. I mean, they're nice.
And they're unlikely to beat you up.
Exactly.
Unless you're a douche like your boyfriend.
I guess. I don't know what his problem is. I go, they're everywhere. It's not like, you know, this is the first time we've ever seen gay people.
Alexis, that's a red flag. I just want to tell you that.
I agree.
That's a red flag.
Yes. For your guy.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but when I was there.
And actually, you know what? We saw a group of girls. At first, we seen a bunch of guys, and then we seen a group of girls.
But lesbian day is a different day, isn't it?
I saw a couple of lesbians there.
No, there was a couple of lesbians. There was.
Yeah.
There was like a group of them, and they were all wearing a shirt saying, like, yes, I am, or something like
that.
Hey,
I've got a question. I don't know if anybody who can hear me right now will know the answer to this, but maybe somebody listening is. It's not an officially sanctioned day at the park. It's not like Disneyland advertises it, picks a date. How does word spread of which day is gay day at Disneyland every year?
They have a website. Afterwards, I found out. I researched it on the internet. They have a gay day.
I wanted to find out when it is each year.
Yeah, they have a gay day website.
It wants to make plans for 2008 already.
I just found it odd that, you know, this guy was in front of me. He's like, yeah, we're going to go hop on Splash Mountain. And he pointed to some big black guy. I was like, what the heck are you doing, dude?
Oh, see?
See, because.
Oh, dear God, Omar. What is wrong
Amy
with you?
Is in Anaheim. She was working the gay day, apparently, this weekend. So maybe she's got some insight. Hi, Amy.
Hi. So there's chicks and dudes everywhere. They're all wearing red shirts. But the thing that's weird for us is that, okay, it's Disneyland. Obviously, we have a lot of gay people who work there.
Yeah, of course.
But also, they pass out, like, paperwork telling us how we should act. Like, not to be uncomfortable. It was like tolerance papers. Like, we accept everyone. And just telling us that we have to make sure that we don't insult them as well as, you know, whatever.
And really? They have to hand out flyers on how to treat people?
It was like in our weekly memo that we get. It was like a whole section on making sure that we stay tolerant to everyone.
Well, I can kind of understand that because there are new employees, you know, in the last year who may not be prepared for it, don't know what's coming. And you know, maybe it's like that girl's boyfriend who called it. Maybe they're uncomfortable with it and need to get in line with company policy. I can understand why they would want a reminder.
It's sad that they have to put out a thing on how to treat people at gay day.
It is.
That's ridiculous. Was Omar wearing a red shirt? Did you see him, Amy?
I didn't see him. I was in Toontown, not California Adventure.
Well, he was over at Toontown for quite a while later.
Went to Poontown. It was weird. Also want to congratulate Tina Lovinggood, like that's her real name, from Lake Forest, listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. Just won the Incubus CD catalog a few minutes ago, and it's eligible for the drawing we do Friday to send perhaps Tina to Guadalajara, Mexico to see Incubus in concert. It's their final stop of their current tour. She'll also get an autographed lithograph from the band if she's the grand prize drawing winner, and we'll have another chance for her to qualify for that coming up on K-Rock.
Speaking of TMZ.com and Harvey Levin, this is on his site. TMZ has confirmed that David Hasselhoff has been hospitalized, as first reported by the National Enquirer. His representative, Judy Katz, tells us that the Hoff did have a relapse and is in the hospital, but, quote, is fine.
No.
Sure.
Well, that's why
That's why you end up in the hospital, Kevin. It's because you're feeling great.
Now, I got to say, it does seem like alcohol would be the one thing that would be, to me, it would be the hardest to kick because it's social.
Right.
It's perfectly legal. Everybody expect. I mean, it just seems like that would be so much harder than
definitely
anything else, especially if you're running in a Hollywood circle or whatever. But Hasselhoff seems to be having a big problem. So we actually got him on the phone. I think Lightning has hooked him up. David?
Hello? Mr. Hasselhoff, it's Kevin and Bean here. So remember we had the interview scheduled?
Nope.
Well, how are you feeling? You still in the hospital?
I'm all right.
You're okay? Good.
I'm all right.
Now, did we reach you at the hospital or are you home now?
Yes.
Hospital or home?
Yes.
Which one of those two, if you had to pick one?
Nope.
All right. What happened, Dave, if you can tell us, that led you to the hospital? Did you black out? Did you faint? Did you just feel sick? You went to the emergency room? What happened?
I'm all right.
Right, but
I'm fine.
Right, but just before you were all right, what happened?
I drank a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Yes?
Nope.
Okay, let me put it another way. What were you doing right before you decided, hey, I've got to get to the hospital?
Snorting vodka.
Snorting vodka?
Well,
ouch.
That'll do it. That's the way to do it, I guess.
Your representative said you had a brief relapse and immediately recognized the importance of addressing it with the assistance of your doctor.
Really?
That's what she said, yeah.
Nope. This is a mess.
Yeah,
it is the best. How long do you anticipate your hospital stay will be, Dave?
I'm all right.
Right, but how long are they telling you should stay in the hospital?
Nope.
Okay, nope is not responsive to the question at all.
Yes.
Your child custody hearing is tomorrow. Will you be out by then?
Nope.
You won't be
okay.
out by then?
Yes.
You will be out by then?
Yes. Right.
Yes, you will be out.
I'm all right.
Okay. All right. Aren't you worried that it will reflect poorly on you at the custody hearing that you've had this other relapse? It'll make it harder for you to get quality time with your kids. Off? Ass?
Tell Psycho Mike to stop laughing.
Does it crack you up?
Nope. Yes. This is a mess. This whole bit is a mess. This is really bad. This is average. Oh, boy. This is a mess.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you, David.
You all right? You okay?
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay, see you later. All right, Sean Preston and Jaden James following in Daddy's footsteps. You go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean video section. This is the latest masterwork from Lightning Scorsese, who, by the way, does a very good job with these videos. Psycho Mike, you and intern Beer Mug went out and played the part of Kevin and Brittany's kids. Is that correct?
You're damn right. And we played them well. Now, so you put together the video, and they put it up at TMZ.com. This is a song by KFED's kids, and the joke here was that KFED now has full custody, so what are the kids going to do? Of course, they're going to follow him right into the studio.
Now that the bloodline is complete, that's their one unit.
And the song very, 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 very clearly mocks Kevin Federline.
Right.
But the responses from TMZ.com are spectacular from people who are offended on the kids' part. Kids who are 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play the song first or read some of the comments?
Yeah, let's play the song, and that'll give people a chance if they want to go to the KROQ website and see the video, too. And then you'll love hearing what some of the comments from people around the world who have seen the video, what they have to say in defense of Kevin and Brittany. It's fantastic. But here's the song. What's this called?
Yeah, Goo Goo Gaga, motherfucker. It's the Federline boys. Back of that ass for 07. We just some chimps off the old block. Ready to take over the hip-hop world. Your collar, Sean Preston. Jaden, do the same. When it comes to being toddlers, we're bosses in the game. What set do we claim? Malibu? Baby Gap, we wear nothing but boo-boo. Bottles are filled with Hennessy and Yoo-Hoo. The shoes on our feet cost more than you do. True, we may be little boys, but we spend big money and we buy big toys. Don't suck pacifiers, we smoke weed. Chronic is our tonic, no stems, no seeds. Baby G, we got gold-plated molars, 20-inch rims on both of our strollers. Babysitters, leave us alone, making million-dollar deals on our Fisher-Price cell phone. Put hydraulics on my little red wagon. See my Gucci diaper, because my pants are sagging. Hit PCH, and I made it straight dip. On my bad big wheels, ghosts ride the whip. It's hereditary to write these rhymes. I'm 2 years old, been to jail 3 times. Our daddy K-Fed, he gave us this demeanor. I'm 2 feet tall. With a 10-foot wiener.
Wiener, wiener, tweener.
Yeah, Dad. What'd you think about that track?
Straight hot.
Well, good. Then let's get the f*** out of here, because I got to get my hair braided at 4 p.m. You know Tanisha's fat ass ain't going to wait around.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Brady's a hoe.
So that's the song, clearly making fun of Kevin Federline, not the kids. But the responses at TMZ are awesome. It's actually entertainment for us to read these.
Kevin, it's not clear, okay? It's not. Now that I'm listening to the song, you realize that 1 and 2-year-old boys driving cars and smoking weed, that's not ridiculous at all.
In prison
that's
three times since 2 years old?
There's nothing humorous about that.
Here's one of the comments to TMZ.com. These jackasses wish they had Kevin's money, and they have no skill or talent. America barely listens to the radio anymore, so pathetic DJs do anything to attention. These two losers need to start to the head of unemployment line. I bet these guys and their parents are really proud.
Are your parents proud, Mike?
I'd bet your parents would like this song.
My dad liked the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
My parents, well, listen, look, I'm not going to lie to you. My parents are not proud of me at all.
Right.
But they like this song.
I really hope these two people are only children without children of their own. There are many sick people on the face of the earth, but this takes the cake. Those children never asked to be born, nor did they ever ask for all the crap that goes on. Get a life.
Are we using the terminology "this takes the cake" a little loosely when we say there are sick people in the world, but this takes the cake?
Yes.
Really? There's genocide. There's genocide in the world.
But according to Maggie, who sat down and blogged on TMZ.com, you are the worst of the people in the world because of this video, Mike.
Nobody worse.
Okay.
Osama bin Laden? Second place to you.
Yep. Oh, he's like Martha Stewart.
TMZ staff equals maggots. K-Rock equals maggots. Wow.
And yet, there they are on the website.
Like, yeah. Creative.
Hmm.
Yeah. Leave Kevin Federline alone, finally somebody says. This girl is funny. She quips to the world, how dare anyone make fun of Kevin Federline? Some of the people liked it, but how nice. Grown men making fun of a little 1 and 2 year old. How dreamy they must be. I'm sure their mothers would be proud. These people are awesome.
Ratings must be low. It's getting old. It's not even funny anymore, even though I think she needs major help. All these losers who are really trying to get their ratings up by exploiting her babies and making fun of them is really low.
That's true. She has a point.
You really can't make fun of 1 and 2 year olds. I don't care what you do. They're, you know, they're...
Right,
they're just little. Yeah, exactly. They're just little tiny kids.
Right, but,
there's really nothing to make fun of.
Right, but if we were, that would be different. But we're clearly mocking the horrible situation they happen to be in with their dad being who their dad is, who's the loser of the world.
Lisa brings up a good point. The purpose of a 1 and 2 year old at the end of the day is to do nothing.
Right.
That's their. So obviously, anything that you do or anything you point out about their life is a reflection of their parents. Because at two, your purpose in the world is to suck on pacifiers and to sit
and poop
and make noise.
Pretty much it.
Here's another comment from TMZ.com, and I love the conclusion this reader draws. I think it's really sick and pathetic to mock the children. The kids did not ask for this life, nor did they get to pick their parents. True, by the way. These are babies, and to publicly ridicule them like this is beyond tasteless. Well, that's untrue. But here's the part I love. I hope either Brittany or Kevin's camp can initiate a lawsuit. Now, what would the lawsuit be for? What would the charge be? Doing something more interesting than either of your parents have done lately? I mean, can you sue for that or what?
Hey, making us look bad lawsuit? Like anyone could be charged with making them look worse than they're making themselves
they do.
Look,
yeah,
for God's sake.
Exactly.
Hey, 90 seconds of satirical comedy? Like, how dare you? That's obviously liable.
You can find the video at krock.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean page video. Or you can go to TMZ and read the comments afterward. It'll be a good chuckle for you. It's good times. 7:44. We'll come right back with the showbiz beat. Might be the worst conversation I've ever been a part of.
I'm pretty sure.
You guys are so lucky to have been listening
to
the Foo Fighters.
Slam dunk.
Kevin and Bean Show, 7:52 on the world famous K-Rock. We got LaQuisha coming up. A shot at love with Tequila Tequila.
Whoa.
Did I say
or
that
Tequila
wrong?
Tequila.
Yeah. And also Harvey Levin coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah.
First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning.
When you get Harv on the phone, ask him about this Kiefer Sutherland sentence, will you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sutherland has been sentenced for not only the DUI he just recently received, but also violating his probation for his previous DUI. And in total, he's going to have to do 48 actual days in custody, says the judge.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
18 days for the probation violation and then 30 days for the current DUI.
But don't they say that they use some kind of funky math to do, like, and end up with, like, 7 hours? Get let out?
I believe from what I'm reading, if I read this correctly, that 48 actual days means he actually has to do those days. Now, I suppose it's always at the sheriff's discretion whether he is, has an overcrowding issue with his prison or whatever. He can let people out at his discretion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be a pretty steep sentence.
Well, he survived all that time in that Chinese prison, so he should be able to handle this.
It's a TV show.
I thought it took two to tango.
That was Bean's joke yesterday.
Shoot or shoot, fear the Reaper.
I said, don't fear the Reaper, that's what I say. As I heard you guys talking to David Hasselhoff earlier this hour.
Sounded good.
He sounds rough.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Apparently, he has had a relapse in his battle with alcoholism and has been hospitalized.
It's time to Hassel the Huff.
Didn't even bother waiting for it, really.
You didn't want that one?
Wasn't even going to count on that this time around.
Screwed it up last hour. I was ready.
I was going to just sally forth. It is Bionic Wednesday, you know.
Thank you.
It is Bionic
Wednesday.
Well,
that's true.
So
that's true.
It's appropriate. His representative, Judy Katz, says, yes, Hoff did have a relapse and is in the hospital, but is doing fine.
Well, that's good news.
Great.
So, however, he may not be doing so fine on Thursday when there's supposed to be mediation scheduled for his custody case as he battles his ex-wife, Pamela, regarding who will have custody of their children. So,
that's ugly.
That is ugly. Best of luck there, Hoffer. Speaking of babies, Thalia. You know her?
Yeah. Ooh,
yes.
Smoking hot singer and actress. She had a baby this week. She's a proud mother of a baby girl named Sabrina.
Come on.
I know.
It's not goofy enough.
So normal. Big baby, too. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. I think she's only like 12 pounds, 4 ounces. Of course, her husband is music mogul Tommy Mottola. And what's so funny about that?
Devil.
So the two of them are very happy. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Michael Jackson was calling him the devil?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There was some talk that he was going to try to make her as big a star as his previous wife, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
But I don't think in America she's quite there yet. I know she's very popular around the world, but not here yet.
Another happy vent to report, Nick Nolte's a new dad.
Ah.
That's just wrong.
Great.
Get a kid B12 shots every morning.
I'm sure.
His girlfriend, Clitty Lane, had the baby last Wednesday.
What's her name?
Here in Los Angeles, Clitty. C-L-Y-T-I-E.
I think that's Clytie, it sounds like to me.
Clytie?
Well, T-I-E has got to be Ty.
Clytie is better than Clitty.
It is a little.
Is that what you're telling me? Clytie?
By a smidge.
This is coming from the guy who says Alhambra and Santa Clarita. So. Yeah.
Maybe it's Clytie.
Maybe.
Clytie, that's a horrible name, though.
They're all horrible names.
Whatever's a good choice here. Let's call her Ms. Lane, shall we?
All right.
Ms. Lane had the baby girl Wednesday here in Los Angeles. She's in her late 30s. Nick Nolte's 66 years old today. But it's a virile, rigorous 66.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Full of vim and vigor.
And human growth hormone.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Alcohol. Speaking of alcohol, the British tabloid News of the World has published photos of England's Prince Harry.
Uh-oh.
Snorting vodka.
What?
Prince Harry snorting vodka.
Do people really do that?
I've always found that drinking vodka's enough.
Well, Kevin, you've never tried snorting it.
Needed to snort it. What's
apparently,
when
you
have to get drunk right away.
The vodka, it gets almost immediately into the bloodstream through the highly permeable nasal blood vessels. Those membranes, just the alcohol goes right through them into the blood.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it being digested by your stomach and all that
stuff.
Which
can take a whole 3 minutes.
Boom, right into your bloodstream.
Wow.
Superhorse says she has done that, and it is effective but nasty.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to snort any fluid.
No.
Yeah.
Not when you can drink it. It's drinkable, right? You can still drink vodka.
Vodka, I believe, still is potable. Okay. Potable, as they say on Jeopardy.
Then don't put it up your nose.
It's a potent potable. Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I was wondering if Prince William's grandmother had any comment on the story.
Yeah,
hello!
Here's what the Queen had to say.
Hello! I'm the Queen. I'm better than you.
Right, but did she have anything to say about what happened with Prince William?
Blue blood. Hello.
That's a little bit of a limited impression. That's all I have.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich, star of Resident Evil, smash hit movie, currently in theaters, said that she had no idea she was pregnant.
For how long?
Have you seen her recently? She's gained 70 pounds.
Yeah, I haven't seen her, no.
I'm not kidding. She gained 70 pounds with this baby. She took her 6 weeks to realize that she was pregnant. She thought she was just getting a paunchy belly as a result of too many beers, she said.
Oh, that's good.
I love women who aren't aware that they're pregnant. That always cracks me up.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of red flags there. A lot of warning signs.
Like there should be.
Especially after 6 weeks when you haven't had a period for a while. Maybe you're pregnant.
One warning sign, not using birth control. There's another one right there.
Could be it, too. And Lindsay Lohan is finally speaking out after getting out of rehab. She has given her first exclusive interview with OK Magazine. And she tells them that being in treatment made her look at herself and life in a different way.
Okay.
Wow.
She's a whole different Lindsay.
She said she's back in Southern California to begin filming her new movie, Dare to Love Me, next week. But she still plans on returning to Utah to avoid numerous distractions she finds in Hollywood. Like cocaine and alcohol.
And a lot of spare time and cash.
Lindsay says she did hit rock bottom before she went into rehab. But the last few months for her were a sobering experience.
Oh, no, she did.
Yeah, she did.
She used the word sobering?
She did. just by definition, that's what rehab would be. And there's trouble brewing over at Playboy Magazine, fellas.
What? What's happening?
You know Holly Madison? She's like sort of the head girlfriend for Hefner on that Girls Next Door show.
He has three of them, but
she's got three of them. She's the real one. She's the one he spends the real time with.
She's the head girlfriend. What do the other two do?
Oh, no, you're there! Yeah. She's got a new job.
A new job.
She is taking a new position. Go ahead.
As
the junior photo editor for Playboy Magazine.
Really?
Yeah. She does seem like the smartest of the three.
She does.
So she's going to take over the thing.
Well, she's working her way up anyway. She's a photo editor right now. She says, this is what worries me, she wants to break out of the perfection mode that Playboy is known for by incorporating more natural-looking women as centerfolds and pinups in the magazine.
But they can still be hot, right?
Here's the thing. We don't need natural from Playboy. All we want from Playboy is the fantasy. We know women don't really look like that. We know they're all airbrushed. But that's what we like. We like to look at that. We don't need natural. I can find natural on the street. Find natural in Perfect 10 with all those Czechoslovakian chicks they bring over in the cargo holds of freighters. And then
Slave ships.
And then make them pose for $5 a day. That's where I can get the natural. I need Playboy to be as fantastic. I want to look like cartoons. That's what I want from Playboy. Well, then let's keep it that way, shall we?
I agree.
Don't mess with a good thing, Holly. And by the way, look around your house there. You're introducing natural women into that situation might be a good idea. Look at the three of you, girlfriends.
Yeah, she just needs to look down.
Yeah,
she's
look at yourself. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Boobs. Boobs indeed.
Let's not be too hasty to change things up.
That's what I'm saying. Let's not tamper with perfection, okay? Playboy seems to have been working pretty well for the past, 50 years or so. Holly Madison with your highfalutin ideas. Damn you women of intelligence. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Lee Roth, Diamond Dave, singer for Van Halen once again. They're out on tour.
I defy you to go see that show and tell me that David Lee Roth is not the gayest man alive.
How dare you?
I defy you.
How dare you?
I will put that challenge up for you.
How much tail David Lee Roth has had in the course of his lifetime?
I do know that.
All of it.
But I'm saying I'll pay you $20 if he doesn't strike you as way gay when you see him. $20.
I think there's a difference, Kevin, between homosexual and affected. I think there's a difference.
I think so, too. He's crossed that line.
All right.
I'm saying $20.
I read a review of one of the early shows on this reunion tour, and just across the board, high marks. Just phenomenal. The guys are having a great time. They sound great. They're getting along. So far, so good.
And Eddie's fat kid playing bass. He's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really sounds great.
Can a legend get a lap dance? My favorite David Lee Roth quote ever. No, actually, my favorite David Lee Roth quote ever is, you know, money can't buy you happiness, but you can pull your yacht up next to happiness and climb all over it. Bradley Whitford from West Wing, 48 years old today. Brett Favre, leader of the Green Bay Packers. Favre, he is 38 years old today. Mario Lopez, A.C. Slater. Saved by the Bells, 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That song rules, by the way. I've always liked that song.
Yeah.
Sneaker Pimps.
Been a while since we heard that one.
Sneaker Pimps, Six Underground. That's the name of this Kevin and Bean show at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Guys, I don't really get the cult of Tila Tequila. I mean, in saying that, you know, she seems to be popular, yet she doesn't. She's not that pretty. She doesn't seem to have any discernible talent, yet she's the most popular person on MySpace and has a big hit TV show on MTV. So I don't know what to make of that. But
well, the marketing genius.
It did debut last night on the MTV, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, and you know who we go to when it comes to the new TV shows, and that's our girlfriend in the hood, LaQuisha, on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, LaQuisha.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, this is good then, huh?
Reality television has finally reached its pinnacle of evolution.
Fantastic.
This is the one, huh?
The ultimate reality show has been released upon us. Praise the day. They took a personality that nobody cares about with no discernible talent who is not that attractive and surrounded her completely with people that are totally reprehensible that you hate.
Now, so far it sounds like you're talking about The Bachelor or any number of other dating shows, but there's something different about this one, I guess.
Nope. Because the bachelor, the bachelorette, once in a while you'll see one person and say, yeah, that I kind of like that person. That kind of nice. This has nobody that you would like.
Not one?
It's wonderful. It's everything reality television should be in one concentrated dose of crap.
Very nice.
I love it. First we get to meet Tila Tequila, who tells us how popular she is on the internet and her many music videos and how talented she is. But there's something we don't know about her.
But what you don't know about me is that I am bisexual. My whole life, I've had my heart broken by both men and women, and I'm tired of being alone. Now, I'm going to take charge of my life and find the perfect one for me.
And by had my heart broken, I mean had sex with a lot of men and women.
She's not ad-libbing that, is she?
No. She is reading her ass off. What a performer. She is talented. Well, here's the game plan, fellas. She's going to meet 16 straight men.
Yeah.
And then 16 lesbians. And then she's going to make them compete against each other for her heart.
Okay.
So first things first, she brings in the 16 straight men. And they got every possible stereotype you could find for the straight men to bring in. Just the biggest bunch of losers you ever met. But my own personal favorite was the redneck, because, you know, every group's got to have a redneck.
Sure.
Nah, I've never been with Asian chick before, but I love Chinese food.
All righty.
That's awesome.
All righty, then.
So, he's set.
Just send him to the bar to get him to start drinking.
Wow, I like that guy. No one's more stupid. That's amazing.
Well, there may be somebody more stupid. Let's meet the Italian straight off the boat from Italy.
If you put a little bit, 20% of accent that I got and 50% of cooking meal, and it makes a 200% chances to have the woman in the bed by the night.
Let's see. 20% accent, 50% can cook a meal.
Right.
That is, 200%.
That is. That adds right up.
Yeah. Apparently the school systems in Italy know better than they are here in the United States. Well, she gets to have some one-on-one time with each of the fellas to get to know them better.
Sure.
And she found out something interesting about a guy named Lemmy.
So if you didn't know, I went to clown college, and I traveled with the
clown
circus.
Clown college.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you want to keep that to yourself, Lemmy.
Yeah, you don't open with that, that's for sure.
All the guys had to bring her a gift, too, to show something about their personality.
Right.
And Ben is from Boston, so he brought her a tea bag. Get it?
Yeah.
Because the Boston Tea Party and whatnot.
Sure.
Wow. I'm from Boston, so I thought I'd start off by teabagging you a little bit.
A girl would never even think about a cheesy-ass present like that.
About that.
There's so many things wrong with that clip. I don't know where to start.
You tell me about it. Well, the redneck brings her a gift, too, and he is so proud of his gift of jewelry.
That's straight Walmart, like,
wow.
$30 that and $30 that, you know what I'm saying?
It's beautiful. I mean, it looks gorgeous on my dress and my nails. It's black.
I know, black, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know, black. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, black. I had to go to Walmart and get some black jewelry. Oh, dear Lord. Well, the good news is the redneck starts drinking.
Oh, good.
And you know, redneck plus alcohol equals...
A-hole?
Racism.
No, okay.
So he immediately starts attacking one of the brothers who is there in the house and says that he doesn't like the way he's playing the game already. And things escalate to a proportion that I have not seen, since probably grade school on a playground. Please enjoy.
Hit me because I love. These people are on a television show that is broadcasted to people's homes.
Oh.
Hit me because I love it.
This is magical.
Step aside. You think he's going to step aside?
I'm guessing not after hearing that, but I don't know for sure.
Well, 5 of the 16 have to be booted right away. They got to go.
5 of the 16?
5 of the 16 on the first episode get booted, so there's only 11 to deal with. As you can imagine, Ben, who brought the tea bag, he's one of the guys to go.
Sure.
Here's where Tila gives her a... You know, all these shows have a famous line when someone's got to leave.
Sure, right.
Hers is, drop the keys. Because everyone gets a key to her house.
Drop the keys.
Drop the keys and bounce. I thought Benny was cute, but he's just not my cup of tea.
Not her cup of tea!
See?
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
So let me see how I got this straight. The line is drop the keys
drop
and
the
bounce.
Drop the keys and bounce.
Okay.
That's so hip. Well, the lesbians show up. And here's the good thing about this show is I think it's going to be good for a public perception of lesbians.
Oh, good.
They will be treated just like everyone else because this show proves that lesbians are just as stupid as heterosexual people are. So we're all equal, really.
Yeah.
Here's Brandy from Southern California, who is a big fan of Tila Tequila.
I watch her videos all the time. I have pictures of her everywhere. She's just amazing, and she's very talented.
No! No, she is not.
What?
You are a dumb whore. Lesbian girl, she is not talented. This show proves that.
She has her pictures everywhere.
Then we got a sister shows up, hardcore sister shows up. Lesbian sister of mine, I love this girl. I don't know what goddamn thing she is saying, though. I've been around some Ebonics, okay?
Sure.
I got no goddamn idea what this girl's talking about.
She's hella hyphy, just like me. She's trying to show me her rep, I'm going to show her my rep.
What?
I'm sorry?
Oh, one more time.
She's hella hyphy, just like me. She's trying to show me her rep, I'm going to show her my rep.
Come on!
I don't,
All right, one more time.
She's hella hyphy, just like me. She's trying to show me her rep, I'm going to show her my rep.
I got the hella hyphy part, but beyond that, with the ribs, you lost me, LaQuisha. I'm sorry.
I got to call Flavor Flav or something, get him translate that for me. Then we got Amanda, who is, she's smitten the minute she sees tequila with those giant wide-set eyes that start around her ear somewhere. She just loved that look.
I'd have to be, like, blind and a little retarded not to find her hot. Like, she's unbelievably sexy.
Well, you're halfway there, baby. You may not be blind, but I think you're plenty retarded. Well, here's the funny thing about this show. While Tila's going around getting to know all the lesbians one-on-one, I realized something that I never knew, not being a lesbian my own self, is that lesbians get annoyed by women the same way men get annoyed by women.
Uh-oh.
They just want to keep talking and talking, and guys would never do that. We don't always have to sit here and talk about our feelings. Like, you're just going to drive me crazy.
Some women think women won't shut the hell up.
How about that?
How about that? And also, we find out that women can be just as harsh on other women as men can be. Because there's a part here where instead of being a present like the men had to, the girls have to dress up in a sexy costume to show their personality to Tila.
Okay, good.
And this one girl named Chaos dresses up as a soldier, and she's all strutting her stuff for Tila Tequila.
She's hot, but she's got a butter face.
Oh!
Wow.
That's cold.
No, she didn't.
That is cold. Then there's a girl named Keisha, who's a white girl, by the way, who loves to say, hey, girl, hey, even though she's white.
No.
She dresses up as a construction worker, and she's trying to act all sexy. She fails.
Hey, girl, hey.
Excuse me, but could you help me dust some sawdust off my tool belt?
What?
What does that even mean, get dust off my tool belt?
Yeah, I think she missed the metaphor there, LaQuisha.
Hey, girl, hey. Well, I imagine Keisha is the first one to get the boot once the key stopped being dropped.
And they had to bounce?
And she had to bounce.
Yeah.
And Keisha's confused on a lot of levels, but mostly why she didn't get a chance to stick around, hey, girl, hey.
I wish that she could have seen who I am, but she did see who I am. I never portrayed myself to be somebody that I wasn't. Coincidentally, just because of, you know, here or there, it brought me to this position, I guess, so to speak. Hey, girl, hey.
Wow, what was that?
Hey, girl, hey.
But what was that?
That was a stroke,
I wish
think.
She could have seen me, but she did.
She did, but I wasn't because of this situation, here or there, as it, to wit and see. It's paragraph
like that,
7.
It's like that North Carolina or South Carolina contestant or
very
whatever.
Very much like that.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, now it's down to 11 guys and 11 lesbians, and they don't know they're both competing for Tila Tequila.
Oh.
The guys were there separately. The girls were there separately. Now, for the first time, they bring them together for a backyard pool party. And the guys are sitting there first. They see the girls show up. They're like, hey, that's all right, because a lot of these girls are lipstick lesbians, and
right.
They look pretty good.
Right.
It's funny. Lesbians don't have the same feeling when they see men. that men do when they see lesbians.
I'm like, hello, excuse me, what is doing here? Gross.
What is penis doing here? Gross. Well, Tila has to finally tell both sides what's going on.
You have no idea why the both of you are here.
The both of you? There's 22 people in the backyard. MTV, do not let Tila ad-lib. She sounds even dumber. You don't know why the both of you are here.
Wow.
Well, she finally tells them what's happening at her deep, dark secret. And please listen to how serious MTV treats this.
I want to let you all know that I'm a bisexual.
Oh, my God.
She could, if she had said, there's an atomic bomb in the house, and we're all going to die. They could not have been more devastated than that.
That was great.
What the hell, MTV? She didn't say, and I'm HIV positive.
Yeah.
And I slept with all of you. She's just bisexual. Everyone relax. Right. Have another drink. Get the redneck and the black guy in the corner again. Oh, fellas, I'm telling you, I never look forward to seeing a show more than I do the rest of this season.
And you know what? The competition for stupid people on reality shows has got to be tough these days. I don't know how they scored, but they sure did.
Oh, yeah, on every level, including the host, Tila Tequila. It's just, it's a stupid sign is what it is. It's remarkable.
That's fantastic. Thank you, LaQuisha.
Talk to you later. Bye.
So, what about the Radiohead, Kevin? What about that? That came out yesterday. That was made available for download through the Radiohead.com website exclusively, right?
Yes, and it was free if you want, or you can pay what you want for it. And Lightning signed up for it and didn't have it yet this morning. He started looking around trying to figure out what it was. He had a spam filter, and it sent the code to his spam box.
Oh, really?
So that's why he couldn't download it. So if you're a hardcore Radiohead fan, and you don't have it yet, check that. See if that's where it went.
Interesting. Okay.
What do you suppose the average, let's remember for folks who didn't hear the story, that Radiohead offered it for free or pay what you like. What do you suppose the average amount is that a visitor to the website paid for the album?
I don't know. I would have no way. $10 maybe? $5?
£5 or a little over $10 is what the average person is voluntarily paying Radiohead to get this album. Now, of course, there'll be thousands of copies made from the ones that are downloaded.
Sure.
There'll be a lot more copies out there than are paid for. But this is part of their interesting experiment to give it away for free. And, because they didn't have a record company that they're dealing with, there hasn't been the usual kind of publicity leading up to the album. They got some coverage because of the unique way they're distributing the album, but there haven't been all the interviews and the single that comes out to radio. So many people have not heard a single note of In Rainbows, the new Radiohead. So that's why we thought we'd give you some samples this morning.
Here's a little clip of 15 Step. I can use that in my belly dance class.
Definitely.
It's excellent.
That sure sounds like Radiohead, though, doesn't it?
Here's one called Body Snatchers. Part of that one. The CD is In Rainbows. It's a new Radiohead available now from their website. Here's a song called Nude. How about that?
I like that.
Brand new Radiohead. Here's a little song called Weird Fishes.
They sound like they're still kind of out there in Hail to the Thiefville, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do exactly, yeah. That one's called Weird Fish's Arpeggi. Is that how you say it?
I don't know what that word means.
Weird. Not sure how to say that. And then there's one final clip. It's In Rainbows. It's Radiohead. This is the secret clip.
Okay.
Bonus track?
Yeah, they hid this one. Lighter.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole.
I don't think that's Radiohead.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
What's that?
Right. I think that's Jed the Fish. I don't think that's the Radiohead from the album at all. I think that's our own Jed the Fish.
The hidden track, My Cousin Tim.
All right. If you say so.
Check it out.
Right now, though, let's go to the phones. Our favorite Harvey, the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com, is on the line. Good morning, Harvey. How are you, my friend?
You know, I got to tell you, this is the first time this morning I ever called the request line.
Yeah,
because you guys got it wrong on Nicole Richie.
Oh, really?
Okay.
And about that she had a prior DUI. Why do they answer the phone? Which Red Hot Chili Pepper song do you want to hear?
Score! Well done. Well done. No, let me put in context for people who weren't with us early this morning. We were talking about what seems to be an extremely harsh sentence for Kiefer Sutherland on his most recent DUI. It's looking like he'll spend, 40-something days in prison. We were comparing that to Nicole Richie, who seemed like she got off lighter. And you point out, Harvey, that she also had a previous DUI. So why the discrepancy in those sentences?
Well, I can tell you, and we've got some industry sources on this, and here's what happened. He actually is pleading to 48 days in jail. It's way out of whack with what he probably could have gotten. And the reason he's doing it, we're told, is because he's trying to save his television show. And he's trying to, there are a lot of people employed on that show.
Right.
And if he went to jail, if he fought this thing and then they just sentenced him and he had to serve 10 days, it could really hurt production of the show. So what he's done is he's agreed to serve 18 of those days during the Christmas holiday when the show is down. And then the rest of the time he's going to do around the production schedule. So it literally will save, probably a couple hundred jobs of people who are working on 24. His lawyer is Blair Burke. She is an amazing lawyer, and she's the same person who got Lindsay Lohan a grand total of one day in jail after two back-to-back DUIs, where there was a certain amount of cocaine in the car, where she was, chasing
right.
somebody down the highway. So Blair could have done a lot better for Kiefer, but Kiefer wanted to plead this out, basically falling the sword for his show.
I see. So he just wanted to call it quits ahead of time. But now, so he can go serve that whenever he wants?
No. He's agreed to surrender on December 21st.
Right.
And he's going to serve 18 days beginning December 21st, but that will basically be the same time the show is down anyway.
Right.
And he's going to serve the rest of the time around the show production. So by basically agreeing to a huge sentence, 48 days, he's going to serve the time, avoid a trial. It's predictable. And
I got
the show can go on.
Gotcha. I got
he's going to be in jail on Christmas.
Really? Just figure that out?
Well, no, but I mean, that's huge. He's got a family.
Even worse, New Year's.
Yeah. Harvey, especially for Kiefer Sutherland, the way he likes to party.
No,
hey, please remember how long 24 hours is for Kiefer Sutherland, though. I mean, this guy has some horrible 24-hour days. Let's not forget that for a second. All right, Harvey, what percentage of TMZ.com, the website, and TMZ TV, which, by the way, Channel 11, 630, what percentage is Britney Spears right now? It seems like, I don't know, I'm guesstimating now, 80 to 90%.
No. But she is a golden moment every time we put her up.
She really is. She's endlessly fascinating. I mean, all of these stories about her, applying to have a job as a bartender.
At the Viceroy. She went in last Thursday, and she went down to the bar and talked to a bartender at around 10:30 at night and said, and I've heard she's done this before, but said, how do I apply for a job, and it's like, I don't know what is in her head, but I don't think it's drugs. I'm telling you, we talked about this before. I think it's
a quest for normalcy is what it is. She looks at that girl and that job that she has and says, she just has a nice, fun, relaxing, easy job that she doesn't have all of my pressures and she wants something normal. I think that's what's going on.
Maybe, but she's had such a problem with alcohol and her kids. Really? I mean, behind the bar with access to alcohol?
I don't know that that's true, and I got to tell you something. And we put the story up yesterday. We found out she passed a drug test over the weekend.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody's saying she's whacked out on something, but the test didn't prove it out. And that's what she's been saying all along, that she felt she was railroaded into rehab when she really didn't have that kind of a problem. I'll say it again. I think that she's a little crazy, and everybody is kind of looking at that. And she, you know, she drinks, but I don't know that that's what's fueling this whole thing.
So you think the real problem is some kind of mental problem?
Or she's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think that falls into the mental problem category.
Let's not split the hairs too finely here. Harvey, what about the story of her ending up not seeing her kids one of the times that they were brought over to the house because she didn't want to answer the door and talk to some sort of a parent counselor?
It's true. It's true. Wow. It was last Thursday, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and she was scheduled for her first visit with the kids since she was stripped of custody. And we know that she was talking to her lawyers, you know, 10 minutes before, and the lawyers were saying, answer the door. And she just had a problem because she didn't want anybody telling her how to raise her kids. So ultimately, Kevin Federline's bodyguard brought the kids over, rang the buzzer, and she wouldn't answer the door. And the kids were there for 40 minutes crying, and finally they just turned around and went back home. But the good news is that since then she's had three other visits with the kids. It's gone fine, and the parenting coach has been there. So I think she probably realized it's either I got to play the game or I'm not going to see my kids.
How does she not realize that after the judge took the kids away? I mean, how do you let your kids cry outside your own door for 40 minutes?
I don't know that she knew they were crying because she was basically holed up in the house. But, you know, this is, I think it's a function, and you guys I'm sure have seen it with people you interview. I think it's a function of people who are really famous who basically get whatever they want when they want it. And I think it's real hard for people who grow up that way to turn around one day and say, oh, I got to actually play by somebody else's rules.
Right.
All right. We have Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ TV on the line right now. Last Brittany question, and that is this good news, Harvey, that she seems to have reconciled with her mama?
You know, I mean, she's got so many problems. I mean, we'll see if that happens. You know, we're doing a story tonight. She wants to get rid of somebody else in her life now, and we're going to talk about that. That's a pretty good tease, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6:30 Channel 11.
It sure seems like her habit, though, as if anybody gets close and starts giving her decent advice, they're gone.
Right. Right. And you know, the only person she really listened to was Laura Wasser, who was her first divorce lawyer, who did a great job for her and got her 50-50 custody when she was shaving her head.
Right.
And she didn't want to get rid of her, but you know, what I'm told is Wasser couldn't handle the fact that, you know, as much as Brittany relied on her, she wouldn't follow her advice. And she just said, look, I've had it.
Right.
And things kind of fell apart afterwards.
This cloud of paparazzi that are following her everywhere she goes, now that she's gold every time she walks out of the house, it seems like there's 100 cameras on foot around her at all time. What do you tell your guys in terms of what they can and can't do? Because I'm terrified that it's a matter of time before a bunch of people get killed in one of these stampedes.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, we have had meetings with all of our camera guys multiple times, and we tell them you don't chase. If you don't get the shot, you don't get the shot. But you're not going to chase. And you're not going to get in a Diana thing. And they know that. I think the more interesting thing, though, with Brittany is the paparazzi have become like her servants. I mean, they're filling up her gas tank. They're changing her tires. They're ordering Taco Bell for her, offering to pay.
Yeah, and when that lady yelled at her, they yelled back at that lady.
Crazy on that woman. When have you ever seen the paparazzi jump to the defense of a star that they're covering? I mean, what they normally do is then you turn the camera and you follow the action where this woman is screaming at Britney.
Of course.
Spears, but they literally yelled her off the sidewalk.
Are they on insane. Her payroll? Is she paying them, the paparazzi?
Well, I mean, look, I think there's no doubt that Brittany will contact some agencies and let them know where she is. She loves the attention. She loves it. And, you know, there was this telling moment 2 days ago where she looked at them and she said, oh, you're here to help me, not to shoot pictures of me. I mean, she literally said that and meant it. And it's like, no, but it's true. I mean, in some ways, she's kind of cleverly co-opted them and made them her entourage. It's really, I mean, I'm telling you, you go to the website or just watch the show and look at the way this comes down, and it's incredible.
I've never seen that before.
Friends.
This is brand new, isn't it? In the world.
It's like a week or two old, but I started seeing it, you know, when it was funny at first when she was ordering, she was at Taco Bell, and she was trying to order a number three, but she didn't realize she had to put the window down so that they could hear. and so all of a sudden you hear these photographers say, "Brittany, put the window down." And it was like Abbott and Costello. So she said, "I'd like a number three." And they said, "A number two." And they said, no, a number." And finally you hear all the paparazzi screaming, "She wants a number three. She wants
a Fanta,
God. A Diet Coke." And I mean, it was just and I thought that was funny. But then all of a sudden, you know, somebody spilled coffee on her windshield. They're wiping her windshield. You know, they're gassing up her car. It's $47.33. I mean, it's amazing.
It's creepy. All right, we're out of time. TMZ.com. Check it out for all the Britney news, all the great new Hasselhoff news. Don't forget the new Psycho Mike and Beer Mug video is up as the Fetterline Kids. Very popular on the website.
Harvey, the comments on those we love.
You know, when you put your face up there, you got to be prepared.
Can't get enough.
I know. It's fantastic. All right, Harvey, we love you, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBeat Show, as always, on K-Rock.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. Brand new Radiohead on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That's called Body Snatchers. That's from the CD in Rainbows that is available on their website for whatever you want to pay for it.
I've had it for a year. I don't know what you people are talking about.
I helped them write it.
I had the next one already, too.
And they recorded it.
It's 9 o'clock on KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. By the way, Happy New Year to our Ethiopian listeners. We'll explain coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning.
Vanessa Hudgens, big star. Thanks to her semi-shaved coochie. Of course, she's from High School Musical, and recently... The reporter asked her who her heroes were.
Who her heroes were.
Prepare to be depressed.
Uh-oh.
One of them, Posh Spice.
Oh, really, Vanessa?
She thinks Posh always looks stylish and is amazing. Mm. Two other heroes, Nicole Richie and Mary-Kate Olsen.
Nope.
Did she misunderstand the question?
Enjoy.
Are you sure the question wasn't name other celebrities on Access Hollywood?
You saw that clip being that says, I weep for the future?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I weep for the future.
Thank you so much.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, the kids today.
Speaking of Posh, Ralph, how are you handling the problem of not having Spice Girls tickets, since that's the concert you've been looking forward to most in the world?
I'll just wait until the show comes around and I'll buy them from a scalper.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? They're sold out.
Sold out? Well, yeah. I don't know the story.
The entire concert tour sold out in 38 seconds.
Jeez.
Worldwide, Kevin.
Let me know how that is.
You don't get it, man.
I'm not all that interested.
You don't get it.
I'm just not that interested.
Why don't you tell me what you want? What you really, really want? You want to zig-a-zig-ah?
Game.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah. That's enough. If you guys can't get along, then just sit out and don't talk.
Sorry, wrong one.
What a surprise. Speaking of Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, they are apparently in the big time now. In Touch magazine has given them an official mixed name.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, like Brangelina, like that?
Brad and Angelina are Brangelina.
Sure.
Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck are Bennifer.
Sure.
Okay.
Which was convenient for him because he was Bennifer before with Jennifer Lopez, too. As long as he stuck with Jennifer, he had the Bennifer to work with.
Sure.
So please allow me to introduce the romance of the stars of High School Musical, now known as Zanessa.
Yay!
Really?
Zach and Vanessa. Zanessa.
I like it.
Do you really?
I do. I like it. It's clean.
It's a hit.
It's clean.
Britney Spears is going to have to do the perp walk. Yesterday, a Los Angeles judge ruled that Britney will have to get a mugshot and have her fingerprints taken before she goes to court on October 25th on those hit-and-run charges that came after she banged into a car on August the 6th and then drove away without leaving information, which is against the law.
Yeah.
So she has to appear in a court, and they said, oh, you're not getting away with just that. You have to be booked as well. So they're going to do the mugshot and take her fingerprints.
Is that normal?
You got to be, if you're being arraigned on a charge, you do have to be booked by the police, yeah. So usually you're booked at the site of the arrest. However, because it was a hit-and-run, the cops weren't there to pick her up, so she's going to have to go through that formality.
The whole thing seems weak to me.
You think so?
It just seems like, yeah.
But don't you want to see the mugshot?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
Wait, what seems weak? You don't think she should be prosecuted for that?
No, that's ridiculous.
Really?
How many people barely touch a car in a parking lot and leave alive?
Kevin.
I do that daily. Yeah.
Kevin.
I was going to say, it sounds like it. I mean, there was damage to the car. You should leave a note.
Of course.
You should leave a note and offer to pay for it. That's all they're saying. I mean, she should have done that. She deserves to pay the consequences for that. And how stupid are you to not leave a note when you've got cameras on you?
Well, that's a stupid question. That's a different thing.
LAPD, it's Kevin Ryder here. Come pick him up. Help us. Help us.
I'm just saying.
Next time you walk out of the parking lot and see someone's dinged your car, just go ahead and say, thanks, Kevin.
Like that hasn't happened 100 times to me,
Dean.
Oh,
no, you did.
Oh, wait, that's damage from my car hitting someone else. Right.
And then Linus has to drive the car to the dealership and
get back to
showbiz,
shall we?
Pound it out,
get back
so to speak. George Clooney may be in love. Here's the thing. Drive very carefully. Here's the moral of the story.
Okay.
Because apparently a witness to the George Clooney-Sarah Larson motorcycle accident in New Jersey a couple weeks ago tells Star Magazine that while the two of them were sprawled out on the road waiting for an ambulance, not knowing what kind of condition they were in, George kept whispering to her, I love you. I love you. I love you. It was like a deathbed confession thing to her while he was laying on the road.
Really?
Turns out he just got banged up his ribs a little bit. Now what, though?
Did you take it back?
You walk out of the hospital and say, remember that thing I said on the road? That was just crazy talk. I had a concussion. I mean, there's no way to take it back now. Now you're screwed.
Now he's got to marry her?
Now, exactly,
Lisa.
Is that what's gonna happen?
See? He's the man who said he'd never get married.
So drive carefully.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, he's got a bet with Michelle Pfeiffer. They co-starred together in a movie called One Fine Day, which is a very lovely romantic comedy. And on the set of that, this was years ago, she said, I bet you $10,000 that you'll be married before you're 40. Well, 40 came and went.
Right.
So now she's upped the bet to 50 for $100,000.
Oh, my God.
So if he marries before he's 50, he's got to give Michelle Pfeiffer $100,000.
Wow.
Which, motivation, by the way, to him is a day's work. Yeah. But
he carries her out in his pocket when he's playing basketball. But still. Motivation not to get married, I think, right there.
I don't think George Clooney needs to get married because there's no woman who will leave him if he doesn't marry her.
That's true.
Yeah. Good point.
Just don't be saying you love him when you're sprawled in the road. That's all I'm saying. Turns out you're okay. Yeah. Then what?
Then
you're
screwed. What do you do now?
You're committed now. Can't take that back.
Not any longer. No. Used to.
No, I said I glove you. We should wear gloves when we're motorcycle riding. In Touch Magazine loves their lists.
Yes, they do.
I present to you the new list from In Touch Magazine. Top 10 curviest women in Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here we go.
Curviest women. If you like them, a little meat on them, fellas, this is the list for you.
Okay.
Number 10, Beyoncé.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Number 10. I think that's
no bell for Beyoncé, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I'm having microphone trouble here. I'm trying to adjust it.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
Exactly. Now, if Beyoncé's number 10 on this list, now you've really piqued my interest as to what's ahead of her.
You're going to be screaming, yelling at this list, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Number 9, America Ferrera.
No! God damn it!
Now, there's going to be girls who aren't.
Stop it, Hollywood In Touch Magazine.
No, Lisa.
Come on.
There's plenty of girls, Lisa, that are curvy.
My point is, they're just picking women now that aren't super skinny.
Right. But not according to Heat.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're right.
There's also a difference between girls that are not skinny and girls that are downright fat.
But she's not fat either. She's just.
She's just not skinny.
Not attractive.
She's
not
that
attractive.
Normal.
Oh, she's normal.
Number 8, Carmen Electra.
All right.
Okay, good.
She's curvy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Any list she's on, I'm fine with.
Number 7, Jordan Sparks from American Idol.
I don't know.
Built like a football player.
Like. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Number 6, Mariah Carey. Uh-huh. Okay. Number 5, Sarah Ramirez.
Yeah, there we go.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah.
Who is
that? She's a beautiful, curvy
Hispanic
Latina.
Girl.
She's Cali.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
That girl's fat.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. Dude.
Number 5, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, now that's just.
Hey, look.
Come on.
Dream girls.
Okay.
She's curvy.
Well.
You gotta give them that.
The same way a basketball is curvy.
Number 3, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay, fine.
Number 2, Scarlett Johansson.
I knew she had to be up there.
Yeah.
I was going to put her at 1.
Uh-huh. Number 1. Number 1.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks.
No!
Tyra freaking Banks.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
That's right.
Oh, there's an echo in here for a minute.
Fatter ass.
Pretty strange.
number one.
She's about 40 pounds past curvy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fat. Today's celebrity birthdays. Diamond David Lee Roth from Van Halen, 52 years old today. There's a concert I want to get. There's some tickets that also sold out that I want to get my hands on.
Saw an online poll yesterday. Who's your favorite Van Halen lead singer, Ralph?
Yeah.
And over 70% came back with Diamond Dave as the definitive Van Halen.
About.
So 20-something were for Sammy. And there were 4% who answered in the poll who said Gary Cherone was their favorite Van Halen lead singer.
Let's find those people and beat them,
shall
we? Who
are these people?
Asses. Bradley Whitford from West Wing is 48 years old today. Mario Lopez, Saved by the Bell, turns 34. Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet is 46 years old today. Here for the Kempster, huh? Spandau Ballet!
Is he the actor, or is that his brother Gary, who's the actor?
They're
as
both.
Well?
They're both actors.
Who has any idea?
Yeah, come on, Spandau Ballet, Kevin.
Spandau Ballet.
You'll love Spandau Ballet.
Why?
True.
Yes.
Know this love is true. Oh, I used to nail so many girls that time.
Yeah.
That was my closer.
That was your closer?
Bring him back to the apartment, slap a little SB.
Mixtape.
Shut him down. That's all I'm talking about.
No defense to Spandau Ballet? That's it?
Well, how do you counter that?
Trust me.
Like putty in your hands.
I whip up my, I whip a little dinner, slap Spandau Ballet on the turntable. All hell's breaking loose. That's all I got to say.
All right, I think we know how it goes.
Love is true.
All right, got it.
No one enjoys that!
Everyone enjoys a little Spandau Ballet.
Ralph, make your point.
Spandau Ballet is my point. That's what I'm saying. Spandau Ballet.
All right.
Ralph Garman, I walk to show biz.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Check this out. Just in time for the Halloween season, Knott's Halloween Haunt tickets. You'll get a pair of them for the 35th annual Knott's Halloween Haunt this Sunday, October the 14th. Is that right? Is that this coming Sunday or is that the weekend after?
That is this coming.
That is this coming Sunday.
Yep. Wow. Month is flying on by. And speaking of that, let's start with Xavier, who's calling us from Los Angeles, with yet another reason to head on down to Knott's.
Xavier, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, I was in North Carolina. I'd love to go again, though. We were in Lore of the Vampire, and they've got this vampire girl. She's absolutely sexy, gorgeous. She's swinging from ropes as you walk by. She swings right in your face.
Right.
Well, she's swinging at me, right in my face, and her boob is just hanging out. I don't think she knows, because her costume, you know, is huge. Her
That's the best Knott's Haunt ever.
Hey, what was that?
I said I would have stayed there all night.
Oh, I did. I stopped all in line. You kidding?
Fantastic.
It was the best part. You know, I waited in line forever. It was the best part. I saw the whole boob swinging to and fro with her. And, you know, I stopped with my buddy. And said, hey, we got to watch this for a minute. You know, it was dark. And then I saw this boob right in front of my face. He stopped. And actually, the security guard ended up coming up and wondering why I was stopped. And I'm pointing. And so he shines his flashlight up in the direction I'm pointing and right at her boob. And, that was what happened there. So they took her off the rope there. I imagine a stick of boob back there.
Ah, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear more about that story all day long. Hey, speaking of Halloween and boobs, our little friend Elvira's TV show, The Search for the Next Elvira, debuts Saturday night, if you're wondering when that's going to happen. So that should be boobalicious as well.
Bean, you've been awful sparse with the Halloween spooks, by the way, considering
it's into October. It's barely
into
October. Though.
It's 3 weeks away still.
But
you know, I got to pace myself.
Halloween Haunt is going on this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween stuff's
we play
going
that song on Halloween Day only because it's the worst song ever recorded.
No, I love it. And believe me, the listeners have been
sure.
contacting me. I've been getting the emails requesting
like crazy.
Me. Soon. It'll be here soon.
Let's go to Jeff in Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, what it do, Bean, Ralph, and Baby Boo.
What it do.
What it do.
Oh, wow. Somebody's
why
bad at Kevin.
Jeff?
Someone's being left out.
You know, Bean, I can relate to you. My microwave says your food is done. It doesn't tell me to enjoy it like yours.
So exciting story.
I find it to be rude. What kind of microwave do you have?
Exciting story.
No.
Unfortunately, I don't recall the brand, but it is. I'm serious. If I could only, in the event of a fire, I can only save one thing in my house, I'm pulling that microwave out. That's going with me for the rest of my life. It's
exciting story.
I gotta get one because I'm every 30 seconds, if I don't get the food right away, it says it beeps again at me.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
I think I got it at the Costco. You just have to look at it. I'll find out the information. Maybe I can get it up on the K-Rock website because a lot of people are curious.
Take a photo of it. have it too, so I can see what kind to get.
Good
a
idea. Thanks, Jeff.
Curious, really?
Appreciate that. A lot of times they'll write in for Halloween spooks, and then they'll say, P.S., how about that microwave?
The microwave should have its own blog.
That's a great idea.
The microwave can tell us more about itself.
But, Ralph, remember back in the old days when you used to have to guesstimate how much heat to put into the food when you wanted to reheat it? You just press a button, and it automatically heats it to the perfect temperature.
Guys, I just talked to the web department. This is not allowed. We can't put it on the site.
Nope.
Sorry.
Because it's microwave information.
That's too bad.
Yeah. All right. Well,
a microwave will short out the website.
That's correct. Yeah. We tried. You know, we can only do our best. Let's go to Eddie in Northridge. Eddie, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning. What did it do, nephew?
What did it do? Hello.
Ralph, Mike.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling about your InTouch list this morning. What's up with Salma Hayek not being on it?
We were saying the same thing, Eddie.
Yeah,
we had a list of curvy Hollywood chicks, right?
Top 10 curvy chicks in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah,
if anybody's a curvy chick, it's, you know, Salma Hayek.
Absolutely. You're right.
That's one of the many that they left off
I would have gladly given up Jennifer Hudson's slot for Salma Hayek.
What about number one?
Yeah, Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Someone wrote me and said they must be including her forehead if they're talking about the curviest women in Hollywood.
And let's not forget, by the way, you know, America Ferrera seems like a nice girl, but should she be in the top 10 curvy women of Hollywood ahead of Eva Mendes?
Eva
really?
Mendes, Salma Hayek, both off the list, so no.
Yeah. No.
No.
That's just a, hey, look, we find everyone beautiful.
Yeah.
BS. All right.
I rented Jennifer Hudson's slot, by the way. That was a good movie.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that or not, but.
Did not know. All right, let's say good morning to Tyler in Buena Park. Good morning, Tyler.
What a do, nephew.
Tyler, somewhat upset with the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, no.
A little angry.
Yeah, I went to that website you guys were talking about last week.
Yeah.
I talked to a friend of mine about it.
Sure.
And it was a horrible, horrible thing.
Wait a minute. It wasn't good?
Oh, no. No.
Now, Tyler, don't say the name of the site, but when it came up and Kevin was trying to get the name of the site on the air and we all shouted him down, it was for the good of the nation. I mean, didn't we make it so unbelievably crystal clear to everyone listening that you should not try to find out what the site is and go to it?
Yeah, but
wasn't the segment titled Things We Wish We Had Never Seen?
Specifically, things that were burned into your eyes that you wish you could forget.
Oh, but I'm like five, so if somebody's like, hey, don't go there.
Yeah, I know.
I go there anyway.
Not our fault.
That's the same problem we're going to have with tomorrow's show. All right, thanks for calling. Sorry about that.
But we said don't look at it. You will regret it. You will weep. You will be sorry. And you will wish you'd never seen it. I mean, I don't know how much more clear we could have been. We can't take responsibility if Tyler's scarred. I'm sorry. We just can't.
Don't stare at the solar eclipse.
That's
when they
right.
tell you that, you can't just go outside and just whip off your sunglasses and start looking.
Let's go to Linda in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Linda.
What's going on?
Hey, Lisa needs her own bell because I'm hearing all kinds of hot guys, and I hear dinging for this. So.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
One day,
absolutely not.
I will
nope.
tell you.
Not a chance.
Basement.
Not going to happen.
That Kevin's wife actually got me this beautiful bell with a crystal base.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
I don't know what happened
I know
to that.
That. I have it at home, but I know that if I brought it
that's
in,
correct.
I would spend every day
hey,
in the basement.
Okay. Look, I got an idea then. Get one of the gay guys, because you know they have really good taste anyways. When they hear it, hear a cute guy, at least, come on.
Mike, you could do it.
You mean have Mike come do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Linda, get your own bell.
Yeah.
So ring it,
that's
ring
what
it
I do at home.
Play the home version of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Too much testosterone in this room.
Yeah, sorry.
Here's a great call. Let's go to Marvin on line 4. We may have to carry this over to when we have more time. This sounds like an interesting topic I'd like to get our listeners' opinion on. Marvin, what it do, nephew?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm boycotting In-N-Out.
I don't think there's anything that can make me do that.
Yeah, those little biblical symbols that they have on the bottom of the cups, I don't agree that my burger has, God has nothing to do with how great my burger is.
They have biblical symbols on the cups?
Yeah, the bottom of the cups have verses and stuff.
They have like verses or John 3:16 on the bottom of my cup and think has nothing to do, how God has nothing to do how good my burger is.
Have you ever tasted In-N-Out burger?
Yeah, I've tasted them. I was eating one on Saturday.
That comes right from God. That's right from heaven, that taste.
Nah,
he makes that with his hands, with his own hands, God does.
No, that fat burger comes from God, but not In-N-Out.
Oh, I see.
Marvin, help me understand, Marvin. Why does it upset you so much whether this private business, not the government, this private business chooses to express their faith that way? Why does that bother you?
I agree with that, but you know what? That guy, whoever owns In-N-Out, could keep that to himself and his family. Has nothing to do with bringing it to the public. I'm Jewish. Have nothing to do with. You know what? I don't want to hear that crap.
You don't have. Is it a talking cup?
Don't the Jews believe in God too?
Yeah, but you know what? It's the Christian. Then the Christian righteous should keep that to themselves.
Damn, you know? Christians.
Can't you just not look at the
Wait, 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 wait.
Wow, you're something. Yeah, this is what this is where you're going to take a stand on
this. I like it because it proves to us that God wants us to eat meat. That's what I like about it.
That's correct.
Oh, what? See, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
so, a different swing on it.
So all those PETA people can suck it.
See, I didn't think like you, Ralphie. Oh,
so now you're fine with it.
Now you're on board.
Wow. I'll think about it. I'll
Nobody's ever
it.
Been turned around quicker.
All right.
No one's ever sounded less Jewish, by the way.
Thank you, Marvin.
He did sound like he's calling from Oakland offended, Raiders camp.
I'm offended by like the Christian sign because I'm Jewish and like, you know.
I would love to have Marvin on for Ask a Jew.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so I was like celebrating Shabbat and all. And I was like walking to the temple because it was sundown on like Friday, you know. And so I put on my yarmulke.
Hey, Marvin.
Yeah, what's up?
You were lying about being Jewish, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Too bad. That'd be great.
Thanks for the call.
I want to thank our many...
Good Yantif to all my fellow Jews out there.
Sure.
Have a good Rosh Hashanah.
I want to thank our many guests on today's Kevin Abid Show. Of course, I'm talking about Harvey the Hammer Levin, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. And don't miss TMZ TV tonight and every weeknight on Channel 11 at 6:30.
Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin Abid Show, things you caught your coworkers doing.
Oh, Mike, again?
That's going to be ugly. Remember when we had the when we were doing the topic of things you wish you hadn't seen? One of the calls was a guy who walked into a walk-in frozen section or whatever, and the guy was splitting the chicken. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Things you caught your coworkers doing tomorrow morning. We have Mark Wahlberg tomorrow morning talking about this new movie, We Own the Night, that looks fantastic.
See, this is why I'm glad Lisa doesn't have a bell, because that would just – we're enjoying the fact that Mark Wahlberg is coming on. Lisa would turn it all dirty if she had a bell,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That's her. She turns our show dirty.
Can we just talk about Invincible, the Eagles movie you did the whole break?
You know, no.
Oh.
No. Oh. Don't really care all that much about
Vince
that.
Vince Papale.
Plus, rehabs are they ripoffs? LA Times has an article today saying that they're complete ripoffs and they don't work and they charge a lot of money. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And don't forget the Incubus thing. We got the Incubus on the last stop of their tour. You qualify to see them in Guadalajara, Mexico. We're going to do that drawing Friday morning.
Cat Corbett's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music right here on KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. We got Nirvana, Rise Against, Damien Jr., Gong Marley, Puddle of Mud, really? And Muse, straight ahead right here on K-Rock.